Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with Donnie C, Texas Bob, and Cinnamon. Tin hat, not
Boy,
recorded.
That's a long time ago. That was a long... How you doing, Daniel?
I'm good. How you doing, Donnie?
And groovy. Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas, brother.
All the family down there.
Yep, yep.
Cinnamon be popping in a few minutes. And she has to work tomorrow. So.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
She gets that holiday pay, don't she? Better.
I don't know if she does or not.
I'd be asking for it.
I'll have to ask her. And I'm going to put
ask
her
me
on
what?
Right now. Are you getting holiday pay for tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
That's all that matters to me.
Good for you. Yep. That's what
I'll
it's about.
You, I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got a dog staring at me.
Is that Otis?
Yeah, Otis.
How's Otis doing?
He's really doing good for his problem.
Yeah.
Darn. He's
and
taking
I've heard
his
talk
medicine.
About it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
did another round of steroids, but the doctor said that was really good for how long he had to wait till he had to get the steroids again.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who knows?
Good deal.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on, steroids for my Crohn's.
There you go. I've got steroids, too. I was prescribed, and I'm going to give them to Otis. When he needs them.
Yeah.
They're a little more potent than his.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine's 50. His is 5, right, Cinnamon? Is that what it is?
Yes. Yeah,
mine's only like 10. They got me on a low dose, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because you got to take it probably more than I do.
Yeah, every day.
No, yeah. Well, hell, that's when you're on a low dose.
Yeah.
I take mine, I'm supposed to take mine, I think 5 days, 6 days, somewhere in there. I'm supposed to blast it and then tail off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing, Cinnamon?
I was just messing, sorry.
What's going on up in Michigan?
Cold.
Is it really? No. How cold is it?
No, right now it's 46 degrees.
46? Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like thong weather up here.
Man, people were out in freaking shorts down here.
Yeah.
Down here, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, my sister, I talked to her. She said tomorrow's going to be 74 where she's at.
That's right. That's a bad, yep.
Right.
That's what it feels like.
I tell you what, you had a cold streak going in behind that, you could get some bad weather.
That and everybody gets sick, you know, when it's hot like this. And
yeah.
We get 1 week of some cold weather, everybody comes down with something.
Yeah, you're right about that. Everybody gets sick.
Oh.
Well, I emailed Pianchi, told him we might be doing something tonight. And this was his idea, by the way.
Yeah.
If you remember right, he said, let's do something. Maybe.
He did say, yeah.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, he sure did.
And as usual, he's late.
Because everybody's at home, you know, around Christmas time or Christmas Eve. You know, you're at your house.
Yeah.
Normally done eight by this time if you're going to eat or if you're going to have family over. It's all over with by now.
Yeah.
And everybody's just sitting around waiting on something.
Yeah.
What better time to do a show?
Yeah, and a lot of people open gifts on Christmas Eve, and then Santa Claus comes the next day. So I don't know.
Right, yep.
And Joe might be, I don't know how to get a hold of Joe. I think I got his phone number, but he freaks out every time I say his area code, he gets scared. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
I mean, right. I don't know. I just never see myself being that secretive or not even secretive. I don't know what the word is.
I don't know. Paranoid, I call it.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really even own a TV.
Right, Donnie. I mean, I don't watch much TV. I watched, what have I watched today? A couple of Harry Potter movies. That's it.
Yeah.
No news. I don't watch that mainstream media bullshit. I don't watch that stuff.
The only thing I watch is Tucker, to be honest.
Right. And I watch Laura, too.
Yeah, I do. I do listen to her. I don't listen to Hannity anymore. He keeps putting on Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is nothing but a snake. And Carlton, Tucker Carlton called him out twice on his show. Then Hannity, you know, said, now it's time for the best show in town, Sean Hannity. And Hannity had that idiot on as a guest. Tucker was calling it both out. It was pretty good. 2 days in a row he did that.
Even the voters in South Carolina, I remember when the election was going on. In 2020, you know, because that was a tightly contested seat, you know, Lindsey Graham's.
Right.
And the voters, they kept asking them, why aren't you going to vote for Lindsey Graham again? Every one of them said the same thing. He has done nothing but lie to us.
Yeah.
You know.
And
I got to thinking, I'm like, well, how long has he been up there? He's been up there for a minute.
I don't know how long he's been there, but he hasn't told the truth once. And Hannity keeps putting him on there, and I have no idea why. I call Sean up and say, what are you doing with this Lindsey Graham on your show all the time? He sucks. He lies. I remember last year he was begging for money on Hannity's show. I'm being outspent. He's got me by like $100 million. I need all you can give me, and he won that election by a landslide, by 8 points.
Who did, Lindsey?
Yeah, he wasn't. It wasn't even close.
Oh, but he got all that money coming in.
He got money. Yeah, he got all that money. Yeah, hell
what
with
up.
That son of a bitch. There's
man,
all. I hope Pelosi. I hope their plane gets lost going back to California. It's lost somewhere.
Get hit with a photon gun or something.
Yeah. Have all the
anything.
have all the pilot and the waitress and grab the booze, parachute on out of there.
There you go. Escape pod or something.
Yeah. There you go. Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, what a dumb bitch she is.
Man.
She really showed it this year. I mean, she stepped in it.
Yeah, what did she say? It was in this last couple of weeks. It was real bad, though. I can't remember what it was. I think you played it on one of the shows.
I probably played it. I play so many dumb shit, she says.
I can't remember what she said, Donnie.
Yeah.
It was just something that you just damn would never say. And she just come on right out with it, you know. I forgot. Man, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to keep track of what the hell that woman says. She gets on. She's 100 years old. She looks like a skeleton. And everybody wants to. She got called out on her tax. Not her tax, but her stock. She got called out on it. Yeah, a reporter, not even from Fox News, asked her about her stocks. I'll try to find that tape. But
CNN, CNN aired a story about one of the reporters had asked him, Biden, some questions about the testing.
Uh-huh.
And he said he was a little worried that Biden seemed very confused, and he kept mixing things up. That's going out there for CNN to say.
Yeah, that's recent.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
good.
That was yesterday.
Oh, good.
Oh, yesterday, huh?
And then today, you know, they're at the, oh, geez. I think it was last night. They were at the Christmas, no, it's tonight, the Christmas event at the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they always take a call to, like, a parent. And the guy said, Merry Christmas and let's go, Brandon. And
oh,
I
no, really?
And smiled and said, let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Oh, you know,
that's
there's
great.
I hear a lot of people on different shows. What does that mean? Let's go, Brandon. I said, well, look it up. You know.
Yeah, look it up. I mean, it's... it's been around for, what, 6, 8, 9 months now?
That's been a long time. It's been a long
time.
It was let's go. Let's see, what was it?
That NASCAR driver.
Yeah, it's Bucky.
His name was Brandon.
What was he?
The reporter thought that the crowd was cheering, let's go, Brandon, but in fact they were saying,
Fuck Joe Biden.
Yeah,
that's
what it was.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, all the football stadiums started saying Joe Biden. Fuck you, Joe Biden. That was funny.
I loved it.
When you get 100,000 people screaming "Fuck you, Joe Biden" all at once in a football stadium, they didn't know what to do on TV. You couldn't mute it because you got microphones all around the stadium, so you're gonna pick it up. And they just kept talking over it. it was fun.
I mean, what got me was, you know, baseball games are a little more, you know, solemn, a little more. You know what I'm saying? It's not as loud and stuff. When the baseball stadium started doing it, that's when I said, this is catching on here.
Yeah. Boy, during the playoffs, they were really hot.
I mean, in Atlanta, I know they were doing it in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, Atlanta. And when Trump showed up in Atlanta to watch the game, they started their chant. It was great. Trump is just waving.
That's just beautiful.
Yep, I thought so too. Man,
that is just beautiful.
Now Fauci is demanding Fox News fire Jesse Walters. Jesse Walters, he's good. I like him.
He don't
bullshit.
I said if you cut up the clip that Fauci is upset about, it pretty much makes it sound like he's calling for somebody to shoot Fauci.
Shoot Fauci.
To kill him.
I'm gonna have to play this and see what it is. Okay.
The kill shot. With an ambush, deadly, because he doesn't see it coming. This is when you say, Dr. Fauci, you funded risky research at a sloppy Chinese lab, the same lab that sprung this pandemic on the world. You know why people don't trust you, don't you? Boom! He is dead! He is dead! He's done.
That just is such a reflection of the craziness that goes on in society. The only thing that I have ever done throughout these 2 years is to encourage people to practice good public health practices, to get vaccinated, to be careful in public settings, to wear a mask. And for that, you have some guy out there saying that people should be giving me a kill shot to ambush me?
Oh, bullshit.
I mean, what kind of
bullshit. Is he really thinking that? That's bullshit. What a freaking liar of shit this man is.
Hold on. If you stopped it after the ambush and the kill shot, he's dead.
Yeah, if you do that.
Yeah.
Swap the words around. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play the full statement, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, and that's exactly what CNN and MSNBC and...
been doing it for years.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing new.
No.
The craziness is there in society these days. That's awful that he said that. And he's going to go very likely unaccountable. I mean, whatever network he's on is not going to do anything for him. I mean, that's crazy. The guy should be fired on the spot.
Sin Fauci is calling for Fox News' Jesse Waters to be fired for using the term kill shot for Fauci. That's right. In this video, we're going to take a look at the latest controversy to erupt around Fauci and Waters. We're going to see how Fauci actually ends up owning himself and calling for Waters' firing. And stick with me at the very end of this video when we'll find out just how much of a hypocrite Fauci is and, shall we say, the fluid use of words. You're not. You don't want to miss this. Greetings, everyone. Dr. Stevie with you. Great to be with you. As always, I am your daily fake news analyst.
Let me skip his.
And let's make this the most patriotic Christmas ever. All right, gang. Let's dive right in here. Wow. Dr. Anthony Fauci turned a number of heads the other day when he called for the firing of Fox News contributor Jesse Waters after Waters openly mocked Fauci at the Turning Point USA conference that's going on. I believe it's in Phoenix, claiming that Waters physically threatened him with violence. According to Fauci, Waters' words were indeed literal. After depicting himself as the paragon of virtue and a tireless advocate for health and safety, Fauci said this, quote, "And for that, you have some guy out there saying that people should be giving me a kill shot to ambush me? Well, that's awful that he said that. And he's going to go very, very likely unaccountable. Whatever network he's on is not going to do anything for him. He should be fired." Now, of course, he... the larger question is this. Is that what Jesse Waters actually said? Did he encourage Anthony Fauci?
Now you go up for the kill shot. The kill shot with an ambush, deadly, because he doesn't see it coming. This is when you say, Dr. Fauci, you funded risky research at a sloppy Chinese lab, the same lab that sprung this pandemic on the world. You know why people don't trust you, don't you? Boom! He is dead. He is dead. He's done. Now, how you do that? 30 seconds. That's all you need. 30 seconds. Now, you get that footage to us, you get it to Fox.
All right, so you can clearly see it. Waters is being metaphorical here. It doesn't take a lot of brain cells with this. All you need to do is plausibly explain how asking a question involves a literal bullet. If you can magically get a bullet to appear from a rhetorical question, you got powers that go way beyond this situation, let me tell you that. However, if you don't understand how metaphors work in rhetoric, then you probably have no business using words to comment on what was said. After all, when Fauci says that Waters should be fired, he certainly isn't advocating cremation, is he? He's not suggesting that he be thrown into a furnace. It's a figure of speech. It's actually derived historically from the literal burning of a former executive's desk. Back in the early 20th century, apparently an executive at a company was informed that he had been dismissed from his...
All right, we get the picture. We get the picture. We got the picture. Yeah. Jesse Waters. He might get in trouble for that, though. You never know.
Yeah.
He should know better than say anything like that because they're going to...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you mention gun, shoot, shot, fired, you know, something like that, they're going to use it against you.
Yeah, oh yeah.
No matter what context you meant, you know.
They did that on the UAW show to Dick Dangin. They did somebody cut something from an old show that he said and didn't play at all. It sounded like he was totally against the union and all that crap. But
yeah.
It didn't work.
See, that's the kind of shit they've been doing for years. It just has to stop. The lies, the deceit, the the twisting and manipulating of what you originally said. Well, now you turn into a racist or whatever the situation is, because they switch the words around. They take it out of context, switch them around. But if you didn't know any better, if you were just, you know, dumb old Joe on the street, and you don't understand what the mainstream media and this whole mind control propaganda machine is doing and has been doing for years, you would never know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
You know, some people don't even think, you know, well, he didn't mean it. They really didn't mean it that way. They're just going along with what the news says. They take the news as a truth.
Oh, yeah. Whatever Rachel Maddow says is off.
That's right.
You know, that's the truth. I got to play this. This is Kevin McCarthy already has 7 investigations in the works for Joe Biden if they take over the House of Representatives. And by the way, 3 more decided to retire.
Really?
They announced it today.
Retribution coming. Kevin McCarthy already has 7 investigations in the works for Biden. Merry Christmas from Next News Network. I'm Ivory Hecker, filling in from my YouTube, youtube.com/ivoryhecker. If you're new here, tap the red subscribe button down below, then hit the notification bell to be the first to know when news breaks. Well, you know what they say, playback's a B word, and it looks like it's coming to the Democrat Party in 2022 if now House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy gets his way. Let's see what he has planned. Eric Thompson from Trending Politics report, as 2021 comes to a close, many new outlets and consultants have already started sounding the alarm that a red wave is probably coming in the 2022 midterms. This really would be quite significant considering the abuse Democrats have exerted during 2 failed impeachment attempts of former President Trump, the fake Russia investigation, and the Biden administration directing the DOJ to investigate parents who objected to CRT being taught to their children. In addition, the viciousness towards conservatives during the ongoing January 6th commission is ripe for retribution if the power shifts back to some of these same people under scrutiny.
Well, yeah, but he's all talk too, Kevin McCarthy. He's all talk.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, I do think that. I think he's talking a damn good game. He'll get elected back to as Congress leader for the minority.
Yeah.
And when if he gets it in 2022, he gets the gavel away from Nancy. Nancy will retire, and I don't think she's going to be a minority leader, and they'll vote her out anyway.
With
McCarthy, he won't do a damn thing. He'll be like that idiot from Wisconsin when Trump first won an election. He kept promising all this crap he was going to do in the Congress and didn't do a damn thing about nothing, especially the wall.
Are you talking about Ron Johnson? Hello?
No. What's his name, Cinnamon? You remember Paul? Last name Paul, I think.
Ron Paul?
Ron. Rand no,
Paul?
No.
Ron. And Rand Paul.
What was his name?
Was it a Paul Ryan?
Yeah. Thank you. Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
He's a little pea head is now working. He's on the board of Fox News.
Really?
He's on the board of Fox News, and he wanted to stop all the Trump rallies that they were showing. He hated Trump. He said he was never going to get his damn wall, not his wall. And we could have got so much done if that moron would have did what was right. Well,
that was Romney's buddy, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I tell you what, Romney, his daddy was the governor of Michigan, and he was the president and CEO of AMC Motors, and he ran that in the ground. And then we decided he's going to be a damn good governor, so we voted him in. And he went against Goldwater. And this is back in the early 60s. And I remember his daddy. Daddy was a chump, just like he's a chump.
Was he really? I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got Goldwater. Would have probably got the nomination for president if it wasn't for this idiot.
Yeah.
And he would have probably been our president at one time. Now, Goldwater was a, he was a conservative. He would have, went along the lines of, well, nobody, because nobody, you know, everybody after him stole all the money, gave all the money to all the other countries. And they claim, you know, Social Security is going down, Medicare is going down, Medicaid's going down, but yet we write these billions and billions and billions of dollars to all these foreign countries.
Yeah.
Instead of doing that, put it back into where you stole the money from in the first place, Social Security, and fund that again. Because they put a lot of IOUs in that box. Social Security box when they stole Johnson, Lyndon B. Johnson stole the money to pay for the Vietnam War. Just let people know that's when it started.
Yeah. Donnie, what do you know about President Reagan and his and the assassination attempt?
What do I know? Well, looks like there's a Secret Service guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the picture, and it's got to be picture going over the hood of the car, and there's stairs. There's stairs on the side of the building, and it's looking that way instead of the other. You know, they show, how can I put it? I don't know how to put it, but there's pictures of some man. It looks like and everybody thinks it's a Secret Service guy. Looks like he's got a gun out at the same time the shots are going off. And, you know, Hinckley was a good friend of Bush, the Bushes. And the Bushes had dinner, the night before this happened, George Bush had dinner with the shooter's mom and dad. Because they were really close friends. And then this happened.
And I know he used a 22 and he killed one man. It injured, paralyzed Brady.
Yeah.
And shot Reagan. I was watching, me and Mama was watching a video. And this is all conspiracy. I'm not saying I believe it or not. But this video was leaning toward, you know, Reagan wanted to do so much, sort of like JFK did, and they took him out, meaning they killed him, and the rest of his term was used by a body double or whatever, you know. The Reaganomics, you know, didn't come to an end, but it didn't go forward anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Reagan's
philosophies. I don't think it was a Biden double, but I do think maybe they were trying to get rid of him. They didn't like Reagan. They wanted Bush in there.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
When Bush was, you know, Reagan didn't want Bush as vice president. Let me get, I think, Joe.
Merry Christmas, boys and girls. I presume since you've got a show now, Donnie, that you're not going to have a show tomorrow.
No, I can have a show tomorrow, too. Cinnamon's got to work, and I'll be sitting here singing songs to myself. I might as well do a show.
Oh, all right. Cool.
We'll have
if
a great show.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Not bad. I want to do is wish you Merry Christmas and say that if you're going to be around till about 11... I can call back about 10 to 11 before the archive starts and, you know, enjoying in the patter then.
No.
Okay.
All right. See if you're still on the air, because you might get all tired out being this Christmas Eve and stuff. But if you're gonna have a show tomorrow, that's, you know, that's cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Good deal.
Can you make it tomorrow night? Yeah.
Probably, since plandemic has ruined my goddamn social life.
I got you. Oh, but you can watch reruns of Fauci on TV.
Yeah, if I want to get sick and never recover.
Yeah. You're right, buddy. Yeah.
Now, I hear Cat. Is that Cat?
No.
Nope, it was Cinnamon.
Oh, that was you, Cinnamon. All right. Okay, yeah. I'm going to give a call back around 10 to 11, because I presume then that you're going to archive and that nobody can actually call in after 11. But right now, I got some things to do, so I just want to let you know. If you're going to keep the show up until 11, I'll be back.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
See you, Joe.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas to all. All right. Good night. I'll be back.
Yeah, talk to you later.
All right. All right. That's Brother Joe.
I'm going to hang up, Joe.
Joe's having a hard time hanging up. I'll hang up for you, Joe. There you go. I hung up on him.
he's on one of them weird show phones.
Last minute shopping, huh?
Yeah, probably. Wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that a bit, but I don't know if we'll be on that long. We just might just do some, I don't know, UFO stuff and do a little talking about that.
I mean, Donnie, you caught the, you came in, you were walking Otis the other night when we were talking, when you came back on and we were talking angels, demons, aliens, extraterrestrials, you know?
Yeah.
And that all started, you know, I don't know, me and Joe started talking about aliens, and, you know, Jean said that, you know, she believed in angels and demons, which I do too, but she don't believe that there's even another realm. She believes in that realm, but she don't believe in a realm of, you know, life on another planet, you know.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's strange. I don't understand.
It is. I don't either.
With all the planets we have in the world, just to think we're the only ones with either humans or some kind of life on these other planets, I don't get her.
I don't either. I don't get that part, because I mean, and you pointed it out, you know, to the naval aviation tapes. And everything that they've produced on TV, even with the unsealed documents that they've came out with, you know, telling the American people, we don't know what this was, you know.
Right.
But it wasn't of our creation. You know, it was not military. You know, it wasn't China military. It was something else. That's proof. That is proof that there is another intelligence out there. I mean, it's proof, and you said it, you know. You said, well, I have proof. I don't, you know, have to have faith, really, because it's already proven.
No, I think it's proven.
I do, too. 100%.
And government, they must think it's proven.
Exactly.
Or they wouldn't be coming out with this, letting us see this stuff.
Spaceships going, or whatever it was, going that fast and turn on a dime. Come on, man.
Yeah. Cinnamon, what's your thoughts?
Oh, there's definitely something out there.
Definitely.
And that's just way too egotistical to think that we are the only living beings even in our solar, I can see our solar system, because we've kind of mapped out that we don't think anything else is there. But our solar system is in a galaxy, and there's got to be something else in the galaxy, let alone in the whole of the universe.
Yeah,
I mean, come
billions
on.
Of galaxies, billions of galaxies. People don't realize how big that is. That is major big.
Right.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Daniel.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, we can't even, or we act like, I don't know if we've been to Mars or not, but we act like we can't even get to the next planet, you know, closest to us. Well, you're talking, and that's just two planets inside of one galaxy, like Cinnamon said, inside of a solar system, inside of a galaxy, which, and there's billions more galaxies. Think about it. There's no way we're the only ones.
There's no way.
There's just no way.
And who's to know, and I don't want to get anybody offended on this one, but when they say God created heaven and earth, who's
mm-hmm.
to know that he wasn't the one that created this solar system or even this galaxy?
Right, of course.
And that other beings created other solar systems or other galaxies. And so, because we really have no idea, you know, how the universe came about or even how big it is.
True.
And look what happened in,
I
don't know what year it was, in Los Angeles, the Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
They weren't shooting missiles and bolt, you know, firing at things just to fire at things. If people looked that up, I mean, that was back in when we were protecting the coast and everything in our big city, Los Angeles. And they were firing everything at this, whatever it was, and they couldn't hit it, or they hit it and it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And that was called the Battle of Los Angeles.
When was that?
I'll look it up. I'll find it.
Sounds fun.
Okay, I'm going to play this real quick. There's no sound. They're showing, this is, what is this? It's just, I don't know where this is at. It's a flying saucer that they got, the plane's got it locked in, but it keeps, of course, moving out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why there's no sound. No sound and all this stuff. Okay, well, we can't have that now. No, we can't have that. Yeah, but I'll look it up real quick.
The Battle of Los Angeles.
Yeah, there it is right here. The movie, too, and people believe that happened.
Now, I've seen the movie now. That's a great movie.
Well, they said, they made, whatever this is, it's a brief history. It's brief.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of A Brief History Of, and today we're looking at the Battle of Los Angeles. The Battle of Los Angeles was an incident over, Los Angeles shortly after the USA's entrance into the Second World War, and not to be confused with the 2011 Asylum Studios action movie ripoff of Battle LA. The event has been attributed to a number of things, from Japanese planes to UFOs, but it could have just been a case of trigger-happy war fever. The event took place between the 24th and 25th of February 1942, just 3 months after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and just one day after the bombardment of Elwood. Understandably, the US Defense Forces were on high alert as fears of a Japanese invasion of the West Coast increased. In the evening of the 24th of February, air raid sirens started to sound all across LA County, and a subsequent blackout was ordered for the night. In the early hours of the 25th, at 3:16 a.m., 50 cal machine guns and 12.8-pound anti-aircraft guns started to fire from the 37th Coast Artillery Brigade at suspected Japanese aircraft. By 4:14 a.m., around 1,400 shells had been fired into the night sky when the all-clear was ordered. As a result of the shelling, several buildings have been damaged and several reported casualties have been attributed to the accident, some from a number of car crashes and others from a number of reported heart attacks, presumably from the stress of an hour-long bombardment in the early hours of the morning. Even though the 37th had been firing at the sky for around an hour, no evidence of any enemy aircraft materialised. A mystery, you might say. Well, we'll get on to that in a minute. Quickly after the air raid, Secretary of the Navy Frank Knox held a press conference saying that the entire incident was a false alarm and attributed the event to war nerves. Knox's comments were followed by statements from the Army the next day that reflected General George C. Marshall's belief that the incident might have been caused by Japanese commercial airplanes used to cause fear in the civilian population. These conflicting reports didn't do much to stop the press from throwing out many different theories. Theory number one, a UFO. A photo in the LA Times shows a glowing saucer-like object caught in a number of searchlights. The photo caused much debate and became the source of many UFO sightings a whole 5 years before Roswell. There hasn't been much other proof to the UFO theory, and the photo depicting the UFO-like craft had been retouched to increase the contrast of black and white, a common practice of the time to help photos stand out in newspapers. Theory number two, Japanese planes. After the war, the Japanese government stated that they never flew any mission over the area at the time, so it's unlikely that the barrage was caused by either military or commercial aircraft from Japan. This also compounded by the fact that no aircraft wreckage was found, because if there was a plane up there, then at least some parts of it would have landed over the city, and there weren't many photographs of the aftermath published in the papers. However, Japan did send out submarine launch planes over Seattle later on in the war. Theory number three, a meteorological balloon. The main and most likely theory as to what caused the barrage was a weather balloon. In 1983, the Office for Air Force History concluded that meteorological balloons had likely triggered the event, stating, "A careful study of evidence suggests that meteorological balloons, known to have been released over Los Angeles, may well have caused the initial alarm." This theory is supported by the fact that anti-aircraft artillery units were officially criticized for having wasted ammunition on targets which moved too slowly to have been planes. Weather balloons were released from each battery every 6 hours and contained a candle to keep the balloon visible to the ground. Reports suggested that nearly all the batteries had opened fire on the mystery object apart from one. The one battery that didn't fire, D battery, was funnily enough the one that was in the supposed flight path of the object. It was also D battery that had released the balloon at 3 a.m, just 16 minutes before the incident. Even more bizarre, the battery was told not to mention balloons and the commanding officer, Colonel Ray Watson, was pensioned off. All of the anti-aircraft batteries on the West Coast were on high alert due to the barrage at Elwood the day before, and because of this, many spotters were on edge expecting another attack to happen at any time. Because of this high state of alertness, all it would take was one shot to set off the entire LA County's air defenses. To add further fuel to the fire, it is believed that many of the batteries mistook the shells exploding in the sky as more aircraft. A few months after the event, the Battle of LA had largely been forgotten about as the build-up in the Pacific began to take hold on the news headlines. President Roosevelt received a memo from the Army stating that no evidence of bombs being dropped, troop casualties reported, or planes shot down had been found. The President's response was to suggest that the power to order an air alarm should be restricted to US Army officials. Unfortunately for the local American Japanese population, many were rounded up under bizarre charges of signalling to the enemy and were interned until the end of the war, even though the event was largely chalked up to the over-eagerness of the anti-air defences. Now, it seems that the Battle of Los Angeles was a mix of fear, excitement of war, and lack of communication. However unlikely it seems that it could have been a UFO, the idea of LA being attacked by aliens does sound rather humorous. What do you think caused the event in the night sky of February 1942? Let me know in the comments below.
I don't know, but a lot of people say they seen something up there, and the searchlight did find something, and they shot at it. But, of course, there's also skeptics.
Well, like you said, there was shooting going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... And our artillery, you know, I would like to think would have been the best in the world or close to it at that point in time.
I would think so.
So they would have hit something.
Here's a, let's see if this is CBS.
The News of the World, Wednesday, February 25th. Once again, Columbia's correspondents in world capitals and in the fighting zones in the Western Pacific are ready to give you the latest news direct by shortwave radio. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to Los Angeles and the report of Byron Palmer. Anti-aircraft guns went into action against unidentified aircraft in the Los Angeles area shortly after 3 a.m. Pacific wartime this morning. The anti-aircraft guns began barking during a blackout ordered by the 4th Interceptor Command at 2:25 a.m. The unidentified object, which some sources thought might be a blimp, moved slowly down the Pacific coast from Santa Monica and disappeared south of Long Beach. Army officials declined to comment on the possibility that the object might have been a blimp. However, it required nearly 30 minutes to travel some 25 miles, far slower than an airplane. Watchers on the rooftop of the Columbia Broadcasting Building in the heart of Hollywood could plainly see the flashes of guns and searchlights sweeping the skies in a wide arc along the coastal area. Concussion of the shells could be felt in downtown Los Angeles, 15 miles away. U.S. Army planes quickly took to the dark skies, but whether they contacted the object has not been announced. Army officials say they will not comment until they receive a full report of the action. Although some watchers say they saw airplanes in the air, semi-official sources say they probably were the U.S. Army's pursuit. Several observers say they saw one or more planes spotlighted by 20 or 30 searchlights. The object moved southward, presumably over Huntington Park at the western edge of Los Angeles, and on southward to about Long Beach on the coast. By 3:30 a.m., observers said the object appeared to be over the south of Long Beach. Searchlights closely followed the object down the coast and kept it centered in their glare. Shells frequently could be seen bursting near the object, but none appeared to hit it. The shooting stopped about 3:30 a.m. The shooting brought warfare to the front door of this city of 1.25 million population for the first time since December 7th. Already, it was alert to the presence off the Southern California coast of a Japanese submarine, which had pumped 25 shells into an oil field north of Santa Barbara Monday evening. Because of the presence of the submarine, a three-hour alert was ordered at dusk last night, and civilian authorities stood at their posts while the Army and Navy continued their search for the submersible. The evening alert ended at 10:23 p.m., but another was sounded at 2:22 a.m., and the blackout followed within 3 minutes. It covered Los Angeles County from Santa Monica to Pomona. At 2:27, all Southern California radio stations were ordered off the air except those in San Diego. Approximately 20 minutes after the firing died down, the ship returned and headed westward from Long Beach toward Santa Monica. The guns went into action again, hurling round after round of shells at the object. The second barrage appeared to be closer to downtown Los Angeles, since watchers could hear the concussion of the guns more clearly and the flash of bursting shells was brighter. Then the ship disappeared for the second time over the ocean. We return you now to CBS in New York.
All right. There's the official CBS report.
There was definitely some going on.
Yeah. They're not.
And it, and the thing moving that slow to not be shot down or something?
Yeah.
Come on.
And they said a plane, well, one report said a plane can't go that slow without stalling out.
Yeah.
Well, you got some reports to look at, but that's the battle of, they say it's real. There's witnesses that swear to it. And they didn't want, the military, of course, didn't want to admit.
Yeah.
That was...
that something that was there and we couldn't get at it.
Right. Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. Well, that's how it goes in the UFO business. Back, you know, now they're starting to let people in on this big secret.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The and Bigfoot. Everybody's spotting Bigfoot. I don't know if anybody believes that, but there's smart people out there that actually believe there is a Bigfoot. And
then the whole flat Earth thing, you know. I mean, I just I'm just keeping my mind open to anybody's suggestions, you know.
Well. Yeah, and we didn't go to the moon. People are saying we didn't go to the moon.
I just don't know about it. I just don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know. But I know I got to stay up for it in 1968.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to watch it. It was pretty exciting.
That had to be, man.
Yeah, it was. It was. And then you wondered, I always wondered, how in the hell did you get on the moon and send back a video and audio signal back to the United States? I still can't figure that one out.
Yeah, because it's supposed to take so long, right, to go so whatever, so far.
Yeah. And the sound wave. You know, it gets blocked easy.
Yeah.
You can block the sound wave.
Huh.
I don't. There's some strange stuff. I'm sure they could probably do it, but it's just something when I was a kid, I was always interested in radio, and I thought, how in the hell did that signal get all the way down to us that they were on the moon and talking and in real time? That kind of was strange.
Yeah, because you as a kid, you were watching it. I mean, it was live, right?
Yeah, it was
live. I mean,
live.
What was going on in real time.
Yeah. They had they had Johnson watching from the White House, and they showed him, and then went back to the moon, had a split screen of people watching it everywhere, all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big deal. Big deal.
I mean, I think our military, of course, they obviously operate on their own, you know?
Right.
I know our president is commander-in-chief of our army, our military, or whatever, but besides that little fact,
yeah,
you know, they do what they want. You know, they have all this money. They don't tell everybody. They don't tell anybody what they're doing.
No.
And I think extraterrestrials, non-terrestrials, whatever you want to call them, I think they've been here for years, maybe before us.
Well, I think so. I think
and working with our military, and I think they walk amongst us to this day.
Well, there's a lot of people that think that. There's a lot of people that think that. That they see things like a shape
mm-hmm.
no, shape shifter. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that believe that. I don't know. Some, you know, look at their eyes change. Well, you can do that on a computer. I don't know.
You can. Yep.
I don't know how you do it, but people do it. Muck it all up. And on the Bigfoot front, and every mm-hmm. time they get close to one, it disappears. And they think it's because it goes into a black hole. It goes into a wormhole.
Yeah.
And goes to another dimension. I mean, there's a lot of theories out there, a lot of folks. Now, this guy right here, he is a, I'll let him say.
Deschutes Public Library. Every month, we explore a theme for our programming, and this month's theme is mystery, and it's safe to say Bigfoot falls within that category. Our presenter is Cliff Barrickman, Bigfoot specialist and cryptozoologist. Cliff has been doing Bigfoot field research since 1994, going on expeditions in 46 states and 5 continents. He was an evidence analyst on Animal Planet's TV show Finding Bigfoot, among work on other documentaries. And he and his wife own and are curators of the North American Bigfoot Center in Boring, Oregon, which features the largest public collection of Bigfoot evidence in the Pacific Northwest. Thank you so much, Cliff, for sharing the best evidence available for Sasquatch as a real species.
Thank you very much for having me. I love opportunities like this to speak to people in sort of an educational format about Sasquatches, because Sasquatches are in fact real animals. I mean, I've seen one myself. They are real. They conform to all the biological rules and paradigms that we now know of other species. There's nothing all that extraordinary about them, except that they're large and have somehow remained not discovered, shall we say, although I think there's a strong argument that the discovery process is currently underway. So let's jump right into the presentation, because I hear a lot of people who just aren't familiar with the evidence or aren't Bigfoot nerds like myself saying, well, where's the evidence? How come we don't have this? Why don't people see them? All sorts of why this, why that, which is reasonable, of course, because we live in an age of misinformation, and there's so much garbage out there on television and YouTube and everywhere, podcasts. There's just so much misinformation about Sasquatches in particular. So I feel it's my job as an educator to put the good stuff out. So let me share my screen here, and I will start my presentation. So there we go. The name of this presentation is Bigfoot, the Evidence. Because, again, people are not aware of the evidence, and there's so much evidence, and it is internally congruent and almost predictable in some ways of what would be expected of a species like this. So let's first start off by talking about the difference between evidence and proof, okay? Evidence is something that kind of supports what you think, you know, like the scientific process, which we'll get into in a minute, is a series of steps, and evidence supports your hypothesis, which we'll talk about in a minute, whereas proof is the end all be all. That is it. There is no other way around it. This is proof. And for us, the evidence comes in all sorts of forms, and that's what we'll be speaking about today. But proof, no matter how you cut it, will essentially end up being a dead Sasquatch. Now, some other evidence might lead to that. For example, DNA evidence. If some species, like Homo denisovans, were discovered solely through DNA. Homo denisovan, if you didn't know, is an extinct human relative. And they were discovered solely through DNA analysis. Turns out we had a bone or two, but we misidentified those. And it turns out they're Homo denisovans. But still, that led to more parts of the body being discovered later. In Sasquatches, if we do get good DNA evidence, and we're working on that now, but if we do get good DNA evidence, that's not going to prove it to anybody beyond the DNA experts. Then the scientists will go out and get a dead one. I don't advocate for that. I'm not a hunter. I don't shoot even deer. And certainly shooting probably what our closest living relative on the planet would be an upsetting thing for me. So I'm not going to go do that. I'm not a gun guy. I've got a couple firearms, but I'm no means a gun guy. I live in Oregon. I know some gun guys. I'm not one of them. So that's not going to be me. I'm just going to educate the public in hopes to soften the blow of discovery. But I mentioned that science is a process.
Okay, it goes on and on, but he is an expert. He claims to see one, have seen one, and you can see the Finding Bigfoot is a TV series, or where it was. I don't think it's still on.
Yeah.
And that's a clip that's on the show. And he really searches. He found one show, he found his first footprint.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can't explain these footprints they're finding unless, you know, they're just not adding up to me that people are doing it. I just don't think where they go, where his team has been and find these footprints. I just don't think a person would do that just to do it and hope somebody finds it.
Yeah, what's the chances of running across one? It's one in a trillion. Who knows?
Yeah, and if you're sitting in your bedroom at your mom's house and you're going, what can I fuck up today?
Right, yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah, let me go way up in the woods, take this fake foot, make a fake Bigfoot, and hope somebody along the way comes by and finds it. No, I don't think that's right.
Uh-huh.
think that's going to happen. You're a 16-year-old kid bored in the summer. You're not going to do that. You're just not.
I mean, if you do, like you said, you're not going to walk up in the woods 5-10 miles, you know, roughing it, you know, camping during the night, you know, on your trek to find whatever, you know, the Bigfoot family or what, a den or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's too dangerous. You know, you're just not going to do it.
No, you're not going to do it, and nobody can tell me they're going to do it. Well, where Cliff was, it was way the hell up a mountain, and there was a stream going through, and it was kind of wet, and he found this footprint, and he sent it to, there's a professor that collects, analyzes Bigfoot feet molds, and he's got thousands of them, and he analyzed this one that, you know, they put plaster cast to make a cast of the foot, and they send it off, and he said, yeah, he could tell by how whatever this was stepped, and it left some telltale signs of a real foot that others don't, because nobody knows about it, but just a few, and he's one of them. And they did find a hair that they can't figure out what animal it came from. They don't have any...
No records.
No base for this thing, and they don't know what it is, and it's a couple of hairs, and... That was a big find, because they don't know, you know, they don't know if it's a Bigfoot. Could have been any kind of animal living out in those dense forests, you know. Goddamn, they can live forever and
You're right.
See a human being. But it's strange when you do see one, they all of a sudden disappear, gone. And,
you see it move, and then it, like you said, it just literally disappears.
Yeah.
Something that big, you know.
And they had, there's a tape. They followed something. It was walking. It was hairy. And they followed it and went behind a little mound. And it came back out. It went in, you know, he was a scientist, and he estimated about 5'8 or 5'9. It came out. There was one that came out. It was over 8 feet tall. And he said, now that's impossible. And it looked like he was holding a baby, which was a big, you know, it wasn't quite a baby.
Yeah.
But he said it was, you know, with mathematics, he could figure out how big this thing was, because he knew where that mound was. He knew where the thing was walking. So he took all kinds of tests, and he said it was over 8 foot.
Oh, my God. You know, and that's just with this Bigfoot thing. I think it may have something to do, too, with that lost civilization, the Anunnaki or Anunnaki, people call it different things, which are supposed to be like up toward the Arctic Circle and northern Canada, where nobody lives. You know, it's just too cold. And if you look on a map, it's too vast for any one group of people, or even 1,000 groups of people, to cover all this land area. You know, it's land that nobody has walked on ever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People don't realize that about, I mean, even North America, you know, some of these states that are real big, like Arizona, you know, you can't live on a lot of it. And, well, just nobody has walked there ever.
Well,
people
agree.
People find that hard. They find that hard to believe, you know, that you can get lost in even Alabama.
Sure.
You know, and go 100 miles in one direction and not see a damn thing.
Yeah, and that's like Michigan. We have Huron Forest up there. It's huge. And you get in there, and you better have a compass to come out.
That's right.
For days. for days.
And people don't realize that. They think, you know, especially out in the rural areas, if you get lost, you just walk a couple miles, you'll run into a road. That is not the case still.
No. No.
I mean,
no, that
we, I was just going to say, you know, the land, we still have just such vast areas of land that have not been tread upon. Or, well, you know what I'm saying, Donnie.
Well, yeah. And Canada, like you were saying, Canada, there's vast, hundreds, thousands of acres.
Yes, yes.
You cannot, you know, you don't go. You just don't go.
Yeah, and yeah. So who knows what's out there?
Yeah. You don't know what's out there. And nobody goes out there because you can't. I mean, you can't live.
Exactly, exactly. We're not equipped, or we can't equip ourselves yet to drive through that 100,000-mile square acreage.
Yeah.
You know, and check every, I mean, even if you were checking it by 10-mile intervals, I mean, you can't do it. You just couldn't do it.
No.
It would kill you. The elements would kill you, like you said, and we're just not equipped to survive in situations like that.
Yeah, in Siberia, Russia, same kind of conditions, and people just go there.
Right, and that's where all the stuff goes on in Russia, ain't it?
Yeah,
like
it is.
All the alien aircraft landings, and it's all in Siberia.
Well,
they were looking
for being the 50s. I think it was in the 50s, maybe early 60s. I don't know. A group of seven hikers, they were in college, and they went, I don't know where in the hell they were going, I can't remember now, but where they were, I mean, it was freezing. This is in Russia, it was colder than hell, and something scared them so bad, they ran out of their tents in bare feet, in socks, no coat. And they found the girl. She had no tongue.
No tongue.
One had no eyes. I can't remember. It was odd. Just, they found them in different places. And their tents weren't messed with. Their tents were still up.
Yeah.
And Josh, I forgot his last name. He does a exhibition show on the History Channel. He went there. He went with a group of scientists, and they went to the spot exactly where they camped and exactly where they found all these kids. And it's just, they don't know what the hell. Some people think it's an alien that did this to them. Some people think that Russia dropped a bomb, and this was radiation from it, but there's no proof. There was no evidence. They took a tester out there for radiation, and they didn't find anything really abnormal.
But they ran into these kids, huh?
Yeah, these kids ended up missing, and they went in to find them, and that's how they found. They found one group. They didn't find the other group until months later. But I can't remember what it was called now. But that's what they did. And
that is crazy. I believe it 100%. I mean, I do. That's just who would make that up? You know?
Well, it definitely happened. They got pictures of the people and it did happen, but they claim they don't know why. And Russia decided to open up the case again because there are some things that isn't going right. They're not I don't know. They're not talking. Somebody signed something. It was dated wrong. And so now they're going to open it back up again and see what's going on.
Good deal.
So, yeah, we might find out something. But, you know, it was so long ago. The families are dead. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but I've always thought, too, you're talking about Russia, if we learn or hear anything of any truth, it's probably going to come from the Russians and not our government.
Right.
Because even with all these unsealed documents and stuff, you know, WikiLeaks, you know, dropped a bunch about 2 weeks ago. Well, you know, nobody's talking about it.
Right.
They dropped a lot of the 30,000 that Hillary said that she was able to wipe clean or whatever.
Yeah.
They dropped those. They've got them. But nobody talks about it. It's swept under the rug, and it's just going to continue to go that way.
Yeah, it is. It's going to go that way until somebody gets in there and stops it, and that's simple. And nobody's going to.
It really is, Donnie. You're right.
And
the solution is simple.
It is simple, but it's going to take people that aren't corrupt to do it. And the Jim Jordans and the Tim Johnsons and these people, they can't do it alone.
They can't. No way. No way.
They raise hell about it all the time, but nothing ever gets done. Nothing.
Yeah.
Because too many people are corrupt and they look the other way.
Yeah, many people are in on the fix.
That's right. They got their payback. They got some cash under the table. So they're going to set up. They're part of the game now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Part of the game.
And like you always say, you know, I mean, it has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. They're both, you know, I don't know if the closest thing, the Tea Party, you know, when people started the Tea Party, I think their intentions, I'm not sure what it ended up being, but I think the intentions were true, you know?
Well, they got hijacked. They got hijacked, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens. They get hijacked.
Bought off, some of them.
And you got FBI sending informants in and doing this and that, just like they did in Michigan with the, all of a sudden, our governor was going to get kidnapped. Well,
yeah, I remember that.
It was more FBI agents setting this crap up than anything else. And there was more FBI agents involved in it than there was the people that were going to do it. So,
to me, that's treasonous, Donnie.
No, I think that's just terrible they're doing crap like that. And but they get away with it. They do it a lot. They do it. There was a guy in New York, and it was he was talking to, he thought were conspiracy theorists that wanted him to make a bomb and put it somewhere. I don't know where now. I don't remember. It was a few years ago. And he went along with it, but then he turned them in. And it was FBI all along. They gave him all the ingredients to make a bomb. They gave it to him to make one, and so they could arrest him. And look what we did! Look what we stopped! Bullshit!
Yeah, when they were starting to talk to him, and they were trying to talk him into doing stuff, he kept saying no. He said, "Nope, I'm out. This isn't what I want to do."
Yeah.
And they thought they had him convinced, and then, nope. At the last minute, he still stuck with his no. That's not what I want to do.
Yeah, you're right, Cinnamon. You're absolutely right.
I mean, what they do? They pay him off? Who knows? I mean.
Well, they still were taking him to court.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
They arrest him, and
yeah, he was acquitted. I don't remember what happened after that, but that was pretty much hushed up like right away.
Mm-hmm.
See, we still
Lord.
Got the problems with Julian Assange. I mean,
right.
We can talk about, you know, China cracking down and Putin cracking down on their journalists and stuff, and we're letting our country do the exact same thing by prosecuting Assange.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's something.
It's, I mean, it's gotta. It does have to end one day. It's got to. It's just
well, I don't
got
know.
To.
So we don't do something about it now, our country's lost, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the hell we can do.
You know, I've thought about it. I know you have too.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing, and when John Doe gets on here, I mean, he gets to talking about it, you know, he gets to quoting the Constitution, you know, and he's right. If you think your government has done you wrong, you know,
mm-hmm.
it is your duty as a citizen to rise up against this bad government.
Right.
And we're just not doing it, you know? I mean, we're not doing it. That's just all it is to it.
Yeah. The refrain is always, yeah, but I don't do anything wrong, so they can listen to my cell phone calls. Yeah, but I don't do anything wrong.
Right.
So, well, yeah. But who's to say they don't start changing the laws later on?
Uh-huh.
And then what, something that you've always done is now against the law.
Yes.
And, in England, you can't, I can't remember. You can't, there's something about the monarchy. You can't just casually talk crap about the monarchy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't get
yeah,
on the street. You can't get on the street and have a discussion without getting arrested in Britain.
Huh.
You know, Cinnamon, where everybody goes on Sunday and they can get on a platform and talk. They have those groups. Well, that's pretty much stopped. That's, you know, the gal that got arrested all the time. I forgot what her name was.
In Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that tried suicide a record amount.
What?
A record amount of times.
You kind of mumbled. I don't know.
I'm sorry. The girl that has tried suicide a record amount of times. That girl.
Oh,
woman.
Yeah, she tried to commit. She got the record for trying to commit suicide in Britain, but now she's a big political person, and she keeps getting. She got arrested. She got put in jail. She got the tape. It's on the internet that when she wouldn't let the cops in, then they finally came in, and she refused to go. Of course, she went.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're going to go.
Yeah, somebody accused her of saying, I don't know, the N-word or gay, called somebody gay or something, and it was something like gay. It wasn't the N-word. Mm-hmm. It was, I think she said this guy, you're gay, and then, you know, the guy called the police, and they arrested her. No, you can't have First Amendment rights.
That's what I was about to ask, yeah.
Yeah. Daily nuts. is in the chat room. Howdy.
The guy that was one of the infiltrators. I'm back, by the way, guys. Merry Christmas.
Well, I meant to tell everybody that, Joe. I forgot.
God, I know.
You
the
know
The guy
me.
That was responsible either for the fake kidnapping, one of the FBI infiltrators, either for the fake kidnapping of Whitmer
or it could have been the January 6th so-called insurrection. He got, I think he got like 30 days probation. He just got convicted of one of those particular charges, but it's like a slap on the wrist. So it's like a, you know, a get free card, be an FBI infiltrator, and you're free.
Yeah. Yeah, but you go ahead and break. Oh, did you see the tape today? I seen it today of a woman, looked like it was in a drugstore. She went, she got a little basket, you know, your little carry basket, and she had nothing but booze in it. She's walking up and down the aisle with a big, looked like a pickaxe, and daring anybody to stop her. She got out the door and they're looking for her. How can you miss somebody with a pickaxe over their shoulder? And why somebody didn't come up behind her and grab that pickaxe out of her hand, I have no idea. But
because they'd be sued. You know how it is now. The DAs, which have been funded by Soros, they've raised the limits to $950 or $1,000.
Under $1,000.
Yeah, so you've got these gangs going into Neiman Marcus and other high-value stores. They're doing flash and grab, and the last one was they grabbed $4 million worth of watches from a high-value one of these luxury stores.
Wow.
And the chain stores are closing down their stores in the thousands.
Yeah.
CVS, Rite Aid, and one or two more. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of them in San Francisco are closing, moving out.
It's so bad in L.A. The mayor says, don't come to L.A. because we can't protect you.
God.
Yeah, now the attorney general is in hot water in L.A. for letting all these people out on the street with no bail.
Yeah.
Well, that's George Soros, attorney general, folks, just like in San Francisco. Attorney general bought and paid for by George Soros.
Yeah. And,
he did it in Chicago. Right. Kim Fox, same way. Her campaign was financed by George Soros.
And that's not just hearsay. There's a document that shows he contributed $500,000 to one of the campaigns. I downloaded it.
Yeah.
And this is the local. This is local. This isn't national. This is local elections. I mean, $500,000 in a local election is huge.
That's going to get you a win, yeah.
Well, it's going to get you a lot of publicity, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
You can see TV ads and all kinds of things. And who knows?
God.
Yeah.
How many sons does Soros have? Do we even know? I mean,
I just know of one. I don't know if he's got any more. I just know of one. And he's taken over most of the business, according to George Soros. And I guess he's a U.S. citizen.
Who, Soros?
Go ahead, Joe.
Who, Soros or the sons?
The son.
Oh, the son, huh?
I know Soros is from Hungary. George Soros, yeah, he's from Hungary, and they threw him out of his own home country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not allowed back because he was screwing with everything from the money. Well, he almost broke the Bank of Britain or England.
I can believe that.
Yeah, that's how he got rich.
Mm-hmm.
He's not stupid. The man isn't stupid at all.
No.
But I don't know what he's trying. He's trying this new world order thing.
Yep.
And he can't see, I guess, what's happening in our country. He just goes for it.
He doesn't care if he can turn in his own Jews.
No.
When he was a kid, what do you think he cares
about
that's
America? True. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He said he doesn't feel bad about that at all.
Nope.
Yeah, he said if he didn't do it, there would be somebody else to do it.
Yeah, that's what he said, and that was his reason.
I mean, God.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say that you're coerced into doing it, but not to regret it. You got to be a scumbag.
Yeah. You know, at least say, yeah, I feel bad about it, but that's the only way I could stay alive.
Uh-huh, exactly.
But he smiled and said, no, somebody would have done it. I didn't do it. So I don't feel bad about it at all.
Yeah, and the mainstream media is supporting him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Well, he funds them, don't he?
Oh, yeah, he funded Hillary Clinton. They're best friends. No. And don't
God can't live forever.
No, yeah, but then we got to deal with the sun. I won't live through the Soros regime unless we do something to get them out of our country. I don't know why we let them in.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Well, you know, money buy you a lot of things, I guess.
Yeah. But damn, I couldn't sell my country out or sell what it stands for anyways out, you know?
Well, they don't want countries to identify as like the United States. Well, go ahead, Senator.
They refer to themselves as global citizens.
Global citizens, that's right. And no flags, none of that. Now we go along with it because he gives the money to the politicians and so he can get away with whatever he wants to.
Yeah, so he can run them up, you know.
Oh, yeah. And don't be surprised. If you don't see Hillary Clinton running in 2024, just don't be surprised. She'll be, what, 78, 79? And I think she's showing her vulnerable side. They were saying she's too severe. She's this and that. Nobody likes her. Well, then all of a sudden she popped up with this, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Look at me. I do have a heart.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, no, you should be in prison.
Right.
You and your husband both. And they're starting to talk about these tapes. Where are these tapes that...
The Maxwell tapes.
Yeah, all these tapes. Epstein's tapes. He had, and they said it again on the news last night. He had a camera in every room. They had a hole, you know, made it in the ceiling where you couldn't even see it. But there was a camera there. Like some of them had two for every angle, and the bathroom camera. In every bathroom, I'd like to know where those tapes are, because that could tell us a lot of things about our government.
Open up a lot of truth. It would bring the truth out without anybody having to say anything.
It would bring down a lot of rich people.
And that's what we need.
Yeah, that would be a great coming out party right there, I think.
I mean, I thought that was the, you know, they put Maxwell on trial, but...
They didn't do anything.
Right. I mean, is it over? I don't know.
Yeah, it's over.
What
it's
the
over.
Hell?
No, it's not. It's
minute.
Not over. The jury, no, hold on. The jury's
no, it's
gone
jury.
To deliberation.
Yeah, well, the trial part is over.
Right. As far as the public seeing the tapes or us you know, getting the notes from the trial.
They didn't even talk about the tape. They didn't talk about none of that stuff. They don't want to talk about that stuff. They had
that's,
two
but
witnesses.
That's not what they've got her on trial for. They've got her on trial for luring people in. Yeah,
trafficking.
For trafficking.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of people. They brought in two. They let two testify. The one that's got a picture with that dude in from Britain, I can't think of his damn...
Nope, she was not part of the trial. She
I know
her own
she
trial
wasn't,
coming
though, but she's from New York, and she should have been there testifying about what was going on.
Yeah.
It might not have happened. She might not have had anything to do with Maxwell, but she could have explained how she got involved and what they were doing. Instead of only having two young people, come on.
When thousands were, millions were trafficked, maybe.
That was the fastest trial I've ever heard of for something is hard. Was, you know, I guess she might get convicted. They come back Monday to deliberate, so.
All that evidence. Like you said, Donnie, where's all the lists, the tapes,
audio
tapes?
Yeah, she's got a diary. Where's that at?
Right. Yeah.
They already sold the place in New York. They sold the place in Palm Springs. Oh, what was the one in Florida? Well, I can't even remember the. Anyway, that's sold, and a lot of his property is gone. I don't know if the ranch in Arizona is gone yet, but they're selling everything off. I don't know who's getting the money.
Uh-huh.
Because he has a brother, and so I don't know.
You know, I just thought of something.
Uh-oh.
I thought because Epstein supposedly died, that they his, the powers that be, they didn't want to be blackmailed. They didn't want any evidence lying around. So they got him out of jail so that they could kill him. But now I'm thinking the Maxwell trial is kind of fast. This could be a means of convicting people to go to jail to then get them out of jail under the guise of suicide so that they can go and live their lives someplace else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that theory go around that Epstein is not really dead.
Yeah.
That it was all staged.
Well, it would make sense if he's dead.
It would make sense if he's dead, sure, in order to kill him. But if maybe this is part of their particular plan. Okay, they're saying, look, if you get caught, we've got it rigged so that you go to the prison of our choice. We'll get you out. And you go to Switzerland.
Yep.
Well, yeah, maybe. But I think it would be a lot easier to have two guards that you paid off and had them turn their heads and then turn the camera off and have somebody go in there and hang him and kill him and then put a flimsy sheet around his neck and tie it to a thing, make it look like he dropped 2 feet and killed himself.
I know, and the sheets are constructed in such a way you can't do that. But the reason why I'm saying it now is because if you don't have that kind of plan, then whoever's involved with this kind of trafficking and other high-level crimes, they're going to have insurance so that when they do die, everybody knows everything posthumously.
Yeah.
So in order to prevent that, they make a deal with the people. Look, if I have to get caught, all right, I'll leave the country, assume a non-identity someplace else. That way the blackmail evidence doesn't come out and they live.
Yeah, that's true. Well, according to the FBI, they got in his safe, there was thousands and thousands of pictures of naked females.
Oh, God.
In various stages, and
yeah,
I don't know.
Where are the perpetrators? None, right?
None.
Exactly.
Yeah,
where are
none.
Yeah.
He had a box of diamonds and some money. and a expired passport that was, it wasn't his. It was his picture, but it wasn't his name. So he was into a lot of stuff that we don't even know and we'll never know because the government's not going to tell us.
No. The government's in on it. You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
The higher-ups, the pedophilia, the Bohemian Grove, the worship of Moloch,
the
worship of Lucifer. Doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me either. They got this, you know, more and more they're coming out. I forgot the rapper. He's a pretty, he was a big star, and I can't think of his damn name. Maybe you guys will know when I tell you what he said that, he said, I can only talk about certain politicians and certain rappers and musicians, but they sold their soul. They sold their soul out. And they go to these, I don't know, it's sort of like the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
these little cult things.
Yeah. And well, Larry Nichols, before he died, you know, I had private talks with him and when he was working with Hillary and Bill in Arkansas, he said that she used to fly out once a month for some kind of, it was, well, he knew what it was, like a meeting.
A lesbian rendezvous.
Yeah, sort of, yeah, it was lesbian. Marky Post, the actress.
No shit, yeah?
Yeah. Marky Post, she just died too, not too long ago. She was caught in bed, according to Bill Clinton. He caught them in bed, and he wanted to join them. And they said no.
They said no.
Yeah, they said no. Marky Post was a, I don't know, and they always said Hillary's that way. And yeah, how about Bill's girlfriend that picked him up? Remember in Arkansas, they picked her up at the airport. The first time this Bill's girlfriend actually seen Hillary, and she said she smelled. she was unkempt. She looked terrible. And
oh,
she
God.
Did look terrible. She said she stunk. She stunk up the car, and every time she seen Hillary, that she smelled, and the woman doesn't take a shower or nothing. greasy hair and all this.
That's what they say about Madonna and that Lady Gaga, too. Actors that have worked with them and singers or whatnot that have been on stage with them. Said they just reek.
Well, there's something about that. I don't know. I don't know
yeah.
why that. But that, yeah, I've heard that before. I just didn't
mm-hmm.
hear who. But they part of some kind of cult.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And that I wish I could X. He X something. Damn, I can't think of his name. You guys probably, well, and Joe would know probably. But Daniel, you might know who this rapper was. But they interviewed him mm-hmm. a few times. He was interviewed. Joe, he's been on Alex Jones show, or he was interviewed in Texas on the Alex Jones show or something. Because I seen the tape. He was he was in Texas, and he was talking about it, about the cult and how these people are getting so big and how they're getting big because they're part of the California cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said if you don't join it out there at one point in time, you know, your career was over from that point on. You would never get a movie role or
or you know,
become a singer, you know, whatever, get popular, you know, they would cut you off right then and right there.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah, I heard that. That's what he said, too, and he said you would be surprised who is in this little group.
Mm-hmm.
And, God, I wish I could thank you. Joe, he was, God, this was years ago. He's in one of those documentaries of Jones.
It's not DMX, is it? DMX was a rapper. I'm trying to think of some other rappers.
Hold on. It was like something like that. It was something like that. I think, Jesus, what was his name? He was, I don't know. I don't want to say it's him because I don't know. But anyway, he was in one of Alex Jones' documentaries talking about how you get to be a star in Hollywood. And you have to sell your soul to the devil to get anywhere.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Rapper KRS or
KRS.
What about Black KRS. Magic? KRS?
No, I think it was KRS. That rings a bell.
It says Alex Jones and rapper KRS, part 1 of 4 on YouTube. So there must be.
Oh, okay. YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on. Maybe we can play a little bit of it.
Yeah, I just typed in Alex Jones with rapper, and it pulled him right up.
Yeah, KRS is his handle. That's right. Maybe I can play a little bit, but he goes into a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which.
And you know, he's not lying. He has. It doesn't benefit him one bit to lie about any of, you know, what he, I don't know what he talks about, but.
No.
I know he's not lying.
No, it doesn't help him a bit.
Mm-mm.
Let's see what I can bring up. And rapper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Joe's gone. Let's see. Heavy metal.
I'm right here. I've been listening.
Well, help me out of here. You listen to Alex Jones. I don't see it right now.
I just did a Google search.
I put Alex Jones rapper. Oh,
yeah, Alex Jones with rapper.
Oh, okay.
That might help.
Okay.
Yeah, you were probably pulling up pictures of wrapping paper with Alex Jones and Ellen on it. Or InfoWars.
Boy.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Glad you're on, glad you're on the show tonight. Glad you're on the show. Oh, man. I'm looking for it. I put I didn't go to Google. Do I still have a Google? I go to that DuckDuck thing.
Yeah, Google. See, I went through Google.
Okay.
And I hate Google, but that's who I went to.
I got you. All right. I'll go somewhere else here.
Or, you know, it's on YouTube. You could probably go straight to YouTube.
Bonnie, go in the search engine for YouTube and put in the keywords that Danny told you.
I did, and I didn't get anything.
Okay.
Nothing? All right.
Well, I got, you know, where's rapper? I've got, you know, other musicians, but not this guy. Where's the rapper?
Yep.
It put KRS.
Yeah.
K-R-S.
I was
going to
say, why don't you just...
I know it. I should have. Okay. What do I got here? Instagram, Spotify. Okay, I'm better to do it another way. They're not, never mind.
I'm trying to keep it from you, ain't they?
Yeah. If that's what you want to say.
I've said that the whole time, that we've been sending you stuff. And
yeah, I don't get
because it takes me, and you're more savvy on the computer than I am. I just type in, Alex Jones with rapper. It pulled it right up. But see, it's making you work for it. something ain't right.
It's me. That's who's not right. Damn, it's me. No need to lie about it. I'm surprised Cinnamon didn't jump in and tell you that right away.
I'm just going to let the swing with that one.
I am swinging. You could help me out here. Okay, let's try this one. I found it, I think.
I want a change in the status now.
Okay, this is live in Austin, KRS-1. I think that one is the part one.
That is black, but in 4 years, will we still like them? In 8 years, are we going to still hype them? What if they said we got to go into Iran and kill a million people? Is this building to hold the man? Uh-huh. You better wake up. Smell the coffee. This is not a radio station. Don't toss me. Me, when I'm on the microphone, I stand with people like Alex Jones. This is the true end, man. I've never been about no fucking government. I think for myself. Speak for myself. Teach myself. Reach for myself.
Brilliant. I think it was very respectful of the fact of what America's feeling right now. What is most important is that we don't get caught up in emotional politics. As a black man in the United States, I can feel the emotion. I can feel the emotion of having a black first family in office. Like, for instance, Barack Obama, when we say a black person in office, we got to ease back because for the first time we really have an African American actually in office. To call him black is a disrespect to his mother, and I don't think that's fair. He comes from a biracial family, and that should be respected. I, more than anybody, am ecstatic over the fact that at least the racial barrier in the White House has been broken. But now let's get down with the truth. The truth. After we leave the emotionalism alone for a minute, what are we as Americans should be looking out for? How should we be getting prepared for what's about to come? Just because we have an African-American president doesn't mean that he's not going to continue the Bush agenda. I'm not dissing anybody, but a politician is a politician. And if I could say one thing to all people in the United States, it's this. America has broken its own rules, has broken its own laws. It's time for the citizenry of the United States to actually follow its own laws. If we stay steadfast to the Constitution, at least we won't be hit so hard with that global agenda. Here's what we were talking about the other day. If you really want to see what black governance is like, take a look at the mayors of major cities. When the cities were in power, we couldn't be the mayors. It's when the cities lost power, they put in black mayors. When the states had power, we couldn't be governors. But then when the states lose power, we got senators, governors, African-American senators and governors. Now the nation has lost power. The dollar has lost power. The world is global. Now you can get a black president because it doesn't matter. It's global now. So the real issue is this. Are you going to allow this system to tempt you into their prison, into their jaw, into their psyche? Follow your purpose. This is what will defeat it all. If you're on your purpose, even death respects purpose. That's why I'm here, because I'm on my purpose. You don't think they hear me every day? You don't think they hear Alex Jones every day? You don't think they just heard? You don't think the FBI was out there right now? But you know what? They can't do nothing to a person who stands with the truth. Because I forgot who said it, but I'll quote it. It's a saying that says, what a disadvantage it is to only be able to dodge a country one time. The concept is this. Don't get caught up. I said it on stage. They put a black face on the New World Order, and now we all have.
This is an old video.
Yeah, I know. It's when Obama was elected. Yeah.
Because he talked about George Washington sometime in his video. I don't know if it's this one, but.
Yeah, he caught a lot of hell for this little ditty, and he said you just put a black face.
Yeah.
On a global
yeah
country or whatever.
Yeah.
And one thing I don't agree with him, I don't think a black mayor or a black governor got elected because the state went down. I don't think that's the truth. Let me get Pianchi on here. Merry Christmas, Pianchi.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Joe, Daniel.
Hello.
Get Kathy if she's around.
Let me get...
Where'd you get that recording of me from? I didn't know I let
you. Yeah.
I know. It sounds like you. Younger you.
I had laryngitis.
John Doe, is that you?
Happy Kwanzaa.
John Doe, is that you?
I didn't know you guys were fans of KRS-One. That was surprising. Clip.
Oh, hey, look.
Look. Nige's hair.
Look, Nige, we don't celebrate that Kwanzaa created by that felon and that woman, black woman beater.
wait a minute. If KRS-One is in the game now, so you guys are listening to the sound of the police and my philosophy from KRS-One? Okay. I'm surprised.
Well, how you doing, Naj?
I'm all right, man. Merry Christmas, y'all. How y'all doing?
Yeah,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, brother. Merry Christmas.
Good to know you're not under the COVID death trap.
Oh, no, nah, man. I got 27 booster shots. I'm all right over here.
Oh, yeah.
You're
I hear.
Right. You're all right.
I hear where Atlanta has got a contract for 10 years to be hosting the bowl games, man. That's good.
Good and bad, my brother. Good and bad.
Ah, 10 years. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, you got to fill that new stadium, man. And all of y'all people who laughed at us and said, why y'all got a Chick-fil-A in y'all stadium? Bam, there you go. Saturday football.
That was good. I like that one.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Y'all know me.
Oh,
it's not that I'm the best, but just close to it. But look, man, y'all seem real cheery today. I didn't get all the anger that I expected to hear when I called in. I said, I know these boys on here mad about Biden. Y'all doing
we
good.
Love
good
you.
Job,
y'all.
Come
we
on,
love
man.
You.
I we told love you. You. I told you a long, long time ago that wasn't going to happen. Y'all been yelling
at Joe
Brandon
all day?
Unless
you don't behave yourself.
Even if
well,
he doesn't
well,
behave,
come
it's
on,
not
you know
going to happen.
It's going
to be an open forum. Everybody has the right to their own opinion without being attacked.
Even though they're wrong.
Even though they're wrong. See,
no,
that's
I
a good thing
not.
About my position. I am not for freedom of speech. I'm with taking people's speech. Y'all remember. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm sure you still got freedom of speech.
Yes, sir. Nas, it's great to have you here.
Been a long time, Nas. Hmm.
Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without
Nas. Yeah, and on Christmas Eve, too. Holy jeez.
Huh. So the critic didn't show up. He heard I was coming?
Oh,
no.
Is that right?
No. I don't think critic knows we're even on. This was a maybe.
Oh, this was impromptu? This was spontaneous, Nas?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
I was thinking about it. This is really Pianki's idea.
Yeah.
Pianki said, how about New Year's Eve? Then Pianki doesn't show up.
That's why I was silent.
Well, I had something in the oven that was cooking.
Yeah,
but,
you did.
But I enjoy having a Charlie Brown Christmas, man. There's nothing like that.
You
Charlie,
know,
Lucy, Linus.
That's it. Kicking the football.
I was about to say, kicking that football.
Yeah. Why not? I feel like I've been kicking that football all year long.
Right.
And I do love Joe Biden. You guys know that.
Absolutely. We all do, right now.
Yeah, we all love Joe Biden, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's our president now.
Damn right. And believe it or not, we want him to do well. We always did. And I hope he comes out of this slump he's been in for the last year and start all over in the new year and kick some butt.
Hey, look at the mentality on this show. Y'all doing good, man.
I'm
yeah, like start re-putting him in place some of Donald Trump's things he messed with, especially with energy.
Yeah, you know we can't do that on Christmas Eve. We're supposed
to
be
get all upset, man. You know. Hmm.
The only ones I'm mad at is President Biden's wife and his son. That's the only two for letting him run.
That's true, Don. You got a little bit too much compassion for that guy.
Hmm. Yeah.
Wait a minute, sir. I think you mean Dr. Jill Biden, sir.
No, it's not Doctor.
Doctor.
Get out of here, will you?
Yeah, school teacher.
Doctor. She's got an EDU and she's a doctor.
She's a gynecologist. I don't know.
Okay, a gynecologist.
She ain't looking at nothing I ain't looked at.
And you probably look at it more often.
Oh, man.
Well.
I heard Santa Claus electric slate through a rod. He's going to be delayed a little bit until you switch back over.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cynthia.
No fossil fuels.
Cinnamon.
I hear he, AOC stopped him at the border for using gasoline. And we're trying to find an electric sleigh.
Oh, boy.
That's the only way he can afford to come to the United States with gas so high.
Well, he's got to have a passport, too, you know. Got to get vaccinated.
No, you don't have to have that. He's coming through the southern border.
Oh, I'm okay.
Where you don't have to have him shot.
He'll hook some immigrants up to the sleigh.
That's right. He's an international immigrant. He doesn't have to get a shot at all.
Yeah. Nas
plenty of reindeer.
Yep.
Let me get 909 on. 909, I think I know who this is.
Merry Christmas, all.
Merry Christmas, 909.
Merry Christmas. Merry
Christmas. Is this Bring It Boy?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, is this Suzette Clan and the Bring It Boy?
I don't know. Yes, it is. They're drinking vodka.
Yeah. Exactly. There's too many criminals on the phone at once. I'm calling the police.
Well, you should, Don. You should. You probably got them in your back pocket.
Yeah. We have Suzette from Suzette Live, and she's here. And everybody probably remembers her show on Blog Talk.
Well, let's not forget her husband, either.
and they raised my rates on Blog Talk, by the way.
Look out.
Yeah, they did. They did. They raised them.
Yep.
And
they didn't increase the services, though.
No.
I was at that meeting only for conservative shows.
Well, I believe that.
We need some giant foam fingers.
You're going to have to come on over to Spreaker, Donnie.
I know.
Hell, the Chinaman raised the price of shrimp fried rice by $1.50 a box.
Holy crud.
Well, you can get some of that. We can't even get that up here.
$1.50 a box, man. Is that a precursor to hyperinflation or what?
As the way it should be. No more food out of season. No more order stuff. We're gonna stop all that.
I went to a black restaurant wing shop and got a pint of peach cobbler, $6. It actually was 3/4 of a pint. I'm going back to my white restaurant and get it where it's a full quart packed to the top for less than about $5.50. That's the thing with these black businesses. These black businesses try to make up for slavery, Jim Crow, desegregation, and one price, and one purchase.
Oh man.
The American dream.
Here we go.
American dream.
They be contributing to Democratic politicians. No more. I'm sorry, Joe. I'll never do it again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. This is Christmas. We got Nas here, too. Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, we got a switchboard full of liars. Boy.
Hey, you said it before me, so there we go.
That was a good one.
Oh man. Well, take it away, fellas.
So y'all didn't like hearing Candace get beat up by Trump the other day with the little interview? Y'all didn't like that?
Candace
is a big girl. She can take anything.
Yeah. Who beat Candace up? I have to hear that.
Trump
did?
So why would he do that when Candace is a conservative?
Y'all didn't see the interview? Man,
no.
Late, man.
No, I didn't
search
see
it
the
right
interview.
Now. You'll see.
Who was doing the interview? Do you know that?
It was her show. He was on there. And she was trying to get him to talk about vaccinations.
Oh,
all
that's
that.
Why. Okay.
And he, you know, he went in. He said, no, Warp Speed, one of the greatest things ever. And people should get vaccinated. And
yeah.
Yeah, he beat her up pretty good.
Well, see, Trump has to say that because you got people out here that's afraid. And they will put their fear before their reasoning. And you just have to cater to them.
What?
He can't say don't, so you say do if you want to.
Oh, yeah, I know. You know, he says, the program was great, but... No, you don't have to take the vaccine if you don't want to. What kind of talk is that when all the states and the cities are saying you have to? Almost every state except for Florida and maybe a couple of others saying you have to.
Yeah,
you have to take
I'm about fed up with these daggone vaccinations.
Me
myself.
Too.
You're not getting a booster, Pierre?
Never had one.
What?
Hey, Nas, how many boosters do you have? Seriously.
Oh, man, come on, man. I would not lie to y'all. Just 17.
Only 17, huh?
I just got the one, man.
You only got one shot. Okay. You're not fully vaccinated,
No, one booster, man.
Oh, one booster. Okay, that means you
I did that
three
other
shots.
Part. I did that.
That's good
here.
Enough.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. All blacks ain't the same, so... Thus it is.
Okay. I was told they
were. I'm
going to
tell your grandson on you, Bianca. I know your grandson wants you to get it.
Oh.
Is that true?
Where's Quentin at?
Yeah, Quentin. Did Quentin not want you to get it?
Quentin's up in St. Louis. He ain't had no shots.
Man.
What?
I raised my siblings right, Nodge. None of my siblings would dare call me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, Papa, I'm married.
Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Wait a minute, so everybody here, nobody here has even one shot?
Oh, no, no. My wife and I has gotten two shots because she works with an assisted living place. So
job, Cinnamon. I know she made you. Good job, Cinnamon.
No shot here.
Yep.
And the rest of them is no shot Jones.
Hell
so.
No.
Yep. They left me out there hanging. They didn't want to get poisoned with me.
Nope, sure didn't.
Nope.
Of course, Niger's going to say that the documentation from Pfizer, which was released in court due to the FOIA request, would show that there were 1,200 deaths in the first month of the Pfizer vaccine, covered up by Pfizer, CDC, and the FDA. That means nothing to Niger. Niger, you know, he'll come up with something. Right, Niger?
I knew somebody would fire the first shot.
Well, why am I still alive? Then?
I'm still here kicking. I haven't grown a third eye.
Oh, yeah, the third eye, the pineal gland.
Yeah. Damn.
Hey, Daniel, how is your mom? Is she okay?
She's doing good. Yeah. Good, yep. Good. She's at Meemaw tonight. We ate, went there today and had just a little plate, you know.
All right. Hey, tell her we, and of course myself, we wish her and, you know, and yourself and the family Merry Christmas.
I sure will. I promise you, Joe. I'll tell her.
Okay, cool.
I sure will.
Oh, by the way, Nige, that before I forget, Merry Christmas to you, too, just in case, so you don't say all conservatives just forget all about the liberals.
Oh, you know I was going to say it. You taking notes.
Damn, tell Big Kathy I got something very important I need to share with her.
Okay. All right.
I just can't put it out there to anybody.
Yeah, I was about to say, he means in private, Danny.
I was afraid to ask him what the hell he's talking about.
Yeah, I'll just tell her and let y'all handle that.
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of that was strange there.
Because yeah, you know it has something to do with being abducted or the UFO.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
He's seen it. Hey,
Josh, what's your stance on UFOs? Do you believe in them?
Oh, no.
Joe,
no.
You just mind your little business, Joe.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
If
what was
out
the answer?
There, they came and took care of this little place a long time ago. So I don't
know. Yeah, they may be doing it now.
Oh, man.
So, now, what have you been doing yourself? You know, you still don't have a show of your own yet, do you?
Oh, no, man. I don't have time for that, man. You are an old man. I'm out here. Yeah. Of the world, but not in it, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, well,
I hear you. I hear you. I got a show which was given to me, but it's a half an hour show, so I never put it on.
Don't sound like you're dedicated enough, Joe. You're going to need you to do 3-hour programming, sir.
Oh, we do. Oh, nice. We do 4 to 5 hours on this show.
Damn.
Okay. Yep. And that's every week.
Y'all trying to take all the space up in somebody's phone. Hell, they ain't going to have enough gigabytes to keep the show on there. Trim it down a bit. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to call in and mess with y'all 1 minute and say Merry Christmas and all that, man. But y'all have a good night, and hopefully Biden doesn't drive y'all too crazy. I know he gave Pianki more gray hair, but, you know, y'all relax a little bit. It'll be okay.
And, oh, and by the way, Nod, sorry to disappoint you that we didn't jump all over you like you expected us to.
Oh, I tried to get you to.
I know.
No, we love Biden. We love all the
absolutely.
All right, now, see, now y'all just going to lie to me like that.
No, we're going to vote for him in 2022. Oh, wait a minute. 2024.
Our New Year's resolution coming up.
Yes, I need,
you're gonna love Pelosi.
Y'all get election days wrong. 2022, that's when y'all go vote. Remember that. All y'all remember that. 2022, that's when y'all do it.
Good
job, good night.
That.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Yeah,
hey,
Merry
guys.
Christmas,
remember,
buddy.
Right?
Thank you for
time.
Coming. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Bye, y'all.
Good man,
bye.
Right there. Good guy. Jesus. That was nice to hear from him. It's been
a
while.
It's been a while. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Been a while.
Yep. I went to DC tonight to pick up a couple things. And there, I was standing in line, and this kid was yelling at these people that were walking in because California has to wear masks again. And
Some
people walked in without their mask, and the kid goes, "Hey!" And the mom pulled the kid back to the kid's like, "We're not wearing a mask." He goes, "Shut up." She told him, "Shut up."
Good.
Oh yeah,
you
I forgot.
They tell you. Yeah, they tell you you got to wear a mask, and I just kept walking. I'm like, I didn't bring one. I don't have one. Sorry. And I just kept going, and they just—I mean, if you don't abide by them, they don't follow you and say anything more. They just say it when they first walk in. So.
Oh. Yeah.
I was in a few places that required masks just recently, and nobody said shit to me. Luckily.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not. I don't know what the rule is. It's not a law, is it?
No, it's never been a law.
California, hell, you never know in California.
That's true, but he didn't make it a law. But he left it up to the stores.
Emergency power mandate,
which are not law. Napolitano made that clear. Other lawyers have made it clear. It is not a law. Therefore, anybody who gets arrested or who gets clubbed by the cops, that's assault and battery, and that's kidnapping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Unless you get a lefty judge.
Well, the judges, well, I talked about the remedy last week, but... So, Suzette, what have you been talking about the vaccines on your show as a major focus or just as a side focus?
No, I talked a little bit about it, but that was pretty much it because a lot of people are talking about it. So my last show was basically I talked a little bit about the Stockholm syndrome that America's suffering from and some solutions.
Well, I like to get the solutions, actually.
But that's about it. Yeah, not so much on the vaccine, a little bit on that Omicron, whatever it is. And the researchers and doctors, the doctor from Africa who said it wasn't anything but a cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And New York, how New York right now. They're trying to pass that bill again to set up their vaccination, unvaccinated intern camps.
Right.
If you're not vaccinated, you'll go to those camps. So they're working on passing that again. They started it in January and it didn't pass. And so they're trying to put it forth again.
Aren't they also trying to pass a law that they want people to go door to door? And see if you've been vaccinated, and if not, to try to actually vaccinate you inside your house?
No.
No? Okay.
No. But basically, that law for the internment camp is if you're suspected of having any type of cold or anything like that, they'll take you into that internment camp until they decide that you're not contagious with the coronavirus or any of its variants.
Oh, well, that means you'll never get out.
Freaking crazy. And against the Constitution, of course.
It is.
Yeah. What they're not listening to the Constitution. De Blasio wants to make a big splash in city of New York before he gets thrown out of office here coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, you know it.
In a week. Yeah. Yeah.
That new guy isn't going to do any better. I wish Sliwa would have gotten elected.
Well, he said he was a police commissioner at one time, wasn't he? A police officer, and he's already had a meeting with the BLM of New York City, which isn't connected to the national BLM, to be clear on that. And they came out and said that. And so he's had a meeting with them twice, I think it was two times.
Why the hell would he even have a meeting with them?
Well, he doesn't want... He wants to have a smooth sailing when he gets into office, and it's not going to happen. Because that guy came out and said, well, we'll burn it down.
I remember him saying that.
Yeah. So.
But they've never disavowed that guy. I mean, the major BLM, I don't think they've ever disallowed the New York BLM. They disallowed somebody else, but not him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Not disallowed, disavowed, rather. They disavowed somebody else and said he wasn't really a member of BLM, but this guy supposedly is. So,
yeah.
So this new mayor is saying that the New York chapter isn't really an official chapter of BLM.
No, the official chapter of BLM said that. They came out with a statement after the guy came out and said we'll burn the city down. They came out with their statement saying this guy is not associated with us.
Oh, really?
At all. Yeah. Okay. He's just BLM in New York City. He's just using the BLM letter.
Which means that he probably is affiliated with them, but when he burns down parts of New York City, then the major headquarters will disavow him.
Well, they already disavowed him, so...
Yeah.
They're in the clear. No matter what he does, they'll be in the clear. And the guy, he did threaten.
He said by any means necessary, whether that's to burn it down or, you know, he said either metaphorically or take it any way you want, which means to me that he wants to burn down some buildings.
Well, I guess
he should have had it. He should have had his ass whooped right there on the spot. That's what should have happened.
Yeah, well, he came out and he said if, you know, the new mayor wants to have a stop and frisk, and he wants to put undercover police officers back on the streets, and this guy does not want any of that, and that's where the problem lies.
Well, tell him to move to Cuba.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you said that. I was listening to a show. I didn't call him, but I was listening to it. And it was saying that, I remember now, the progressive show. And he was saying that America has its good points and its bad points. And, of course, capitalists don't like Cuba, but they never point out that Cuba has a very good health system. Who cares? If you've got no freedom, you don't have an economy, and you're still driving around in 1950s cars, the health system may be good, but I bet you it's not good for everybody. In other words, he was trying to delineate the differences and good points between capitalism and communism, and I don't see any good points of communism.
Yeah, I heard another guy talking. If people want to live under communists, just move someplace where there's a communist.
That's right.
Authority. Why in the hell are they always trying to drag others? Why do you have some of these black spokesperson always trying to drag other blacks into their midst? They don't want to be. BLM don't speak for other than a little fringe groupie. And when the heat comes on, they abandon that quick. I wish they'd go to Nigeria and try that stuff.
Well, they wouldn't make it. You know that.
They say Jesus walked on water. I bet they would run on the Atlantic getting back over here to this country.
No,
every goddamn immigrant does. They always put down America, but looky who comes over here. All the scourge of the earth.
Yeah, they did catch the other day, they did catch somebody at the border that they said is a terrorist from, where was he from?
Yemen.
Yeah, thank you, Suzette. Yeah, Yemen. She knows.
Oh. They had all the 100,000 that let in, what was it, March of this year? Probably averaging around 100,000 a month now. They finally found one. Well, how about that?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, me
too. They overran. They're, you know, it's not their fault. They are overran. Yeah. Fox had the TV cameras there all for the last 2 weeks. It is unbelievable how these people are coming, you know, where they had the cameras, they were coming, you know, through not trying to give themselves up to Border Patrol. They were trying to hide from Border Patrol. So they weren't a part of the people with their hands up and getting water and all that from our...
Asking for asylum.
You know what else they're doing? They get over the border and they start calling Uber. They have apps to call Uber so that they can pick them up and deliver them to the city. Shit.
Don't worry. We'll pay for it. Don't worry about it.
Hey, that's what my tax dollars are good for, other people. People
damn
don't
right.
give a fuck about America.
Oh, I know
give
that.
Yeah.
I know that. It's a shame. Terrible. The money, you know, he gets on TV and does this. You need to get vaccinated. What's that whispering crap he's doing?
I haven't even watched that. He's whispering? I haven't even watched him.
You need to
it's creepy. He does it a lot.
Yes, he does. And he does it a lot. Yeah, you're right. And he lets the southern border just flow through, and it's crazy how he wants American people to get the shot, which is fine. If you want to get it, get it. If you don't, that's fine, too. I don't care. And it's none of the government's business whether I got it or didn't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
he creeps me out when he does that.
Yeah.
That's so creepy.
They're trying. They're trying their best to force us to get that damn thing by taking jobs away, taking where you can go grocery shopping away.
Now they're trying to do that. Can you imagine? I think it was in Boston that. Or maybe some other city. But I think it's finally here in the United States where if you don't have the mark of the beast or vaccination papers, you can't stop at a supermarket or a food store.
Yeah, unless you're illegal.
You should look at that video on YouTube, The Man Who Knew, about Brian O'Neill back during the time of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. And you see how the FBI have these squabbles amongst them, the State Department.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called
The Man
Who Knew.
I heard that title a long time ago, The Man Who Knew.
He was obsessed with bin Laden. And they should have kept him on the case. He probably would have had the incidents that we had. He even talked about the people that were here in the country learning how to fly.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he got killed in one of the towers. When the FBI got rid of him, he took a job at the security of the towers. And, of course, he lost his life.
Oh, yeah. I got it right here. The Man Who Knew. 1 hour and 25 minutes. Wow.
You got to pay for it or is it free?
No, it's free.
Free? Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not The Man Who Knew Infinity. It's The Man Who Knew.
Okay.
Now, it says a FBI agent who specialized in counterterrorism, John O'Neill, investigated the bombing of American embassies, and that's where it stops. Mm. Well,
you know, I'm so sick of the FBI.
Boy. I know. You can't trust them anymore.
Hell no. Jeez, I'm tired of them.
And anything they say, I don't believe a damn word of it.
Yeah.
After what they've done here and after then with our governor and what they did on January 5th and 6th and that EPPS, I think in Arizona, he was out there. There's tapes of him instigating on the 5th. And on the 6th, telling people they got to go in. They got to go in, get in there. And then more than one guy started hollering, Fed. He's a Fed.
Yeah, and the guy's name is Epps, if I'm correct. Yeah,
that's what I just said, Joe. You paying
attention? Oh, I didn't hear you. Okay. Well, you know, when your memory's gone when your hearing is going along with it.
I hear you.
Turn that bell tone on up.
Yeah,
bell tone. Well, I got two of them. I got one for the left, one for the right, and I can't
there
wear them with headphones. I can't wear them with headphones. I get feedback too much.
Yeah, I bet. God.
Yeah. So.
Well, militias are on the rise. How about that?
Oh, are
yes,
they? That sounds good
yes,
to me.
They are.
Yes, they are.
There's hundreds in almost every state.
Yes.
No kidding. All
right.
And they train. Some train every weekend. Some train once a month. The ones that are older are training once a month. The ones that are taking new people, they train once a week. For three months.
They've got some neat names too. Like there's several in Michigan and Arizona and Texas and Oregon,
Alabama's
Washington.
Alabama's
ours are just they're so much smaller. I don't know. It's like I don't know.
It's like they're just getting started.
Yeah. That's it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I just hope that they're not taken over by the FBI.
Well, Michigan, they came up with Nichols. That was part of that Oklahoma City bombing. They claim he was part of it.
Uh-huh.
He was one of the militia, him and his brother here in Michigan. He lived up north a little ways.
The Oklahoma City bomber guy.
Right. Yeah.
What was his name?
Not the bomber, but Nichols. I don't know his first name. He's in the maximum security.
Oh.
Larry Nichols?
What's that?
Larry Nichols?
Riley Nichols, no.
Larry, is that the first name?
No. I can't think of his name. And his brother was big in a militia. And they were always trying to talk to him. And he's got he had some land and camouflage.
Not
is that
What's
not
that?
What the cons?
Not Timothy McVeigh.
No. Not the guy that
That's who I was Nichols. Thinking about, though. Yeah.
Okay. No, not McVeigh. Nichols. He was somebody that helped McVeigh. And I can't think of his first name at all. Cinnamon, do you know?
Terry Nichols.
Who?
Terry Nichols.
Terry Nichols. Thank you.
Terry. Yeah, that sounds right.
Do you have his brother's name?
Hold on. I just got the perpetrators.
Oh, okay. Terry Nichols. Yeah, he pled guilty and got maximum life in prison in the brand new prison back then, maximum security. The biggest in the country. That's where they have the drug dealer that kept getting out on tunnels and crap. He's there. All the big boys are there, from gangsters to all kinds of folks. They ain't never getting out. You get in there, you're done.
Is the normal practice when you get into that kind of prison where you get locked up for 23 hours a day?
I don't know. I know that's when
it
first go in.
It depends on the prison.
And it depends on what you did, too. If you're...
Because that's solitary confinement.
Yeah, that's 1 hour a day. And,
yeah. But, yeah, but they have one-man cells, too, that's right by somebody else that you can talk to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It, you know, solitary confinement's way different than one-man cell.
Yeah, you're not going to hear. There's a empty prison in Pennsylvania they go into a lot. And maximum security is, and this prison was, they had a sliding court where they could put the food and, you know, shut that up. No sunlight, nothing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, people have lost their minds over that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Assange's lawyers were fighting the extradition because they figured they were gonna put him in Supermax and he would be in solitary confinement.
That's what it was, Supermax, yeah.
And his mental health is not high enough for that yet. And his
physical
health isn't high enough for that.
There's a lot of countries that will not send a prisoner back to the United States because of that. A lot of countries won't. They say that's inhumane.
But our government assured the British court that they weren't going to do that to him. And so the British court said, oh, okay, you guys are going to treat him like a normal human being. We'll go ahead. Yeah, you're going to listen to him?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It bugs me.
Well, apparently they did.
He's a viable person. He's a publisher, and he didn't do anything wrong. He got things sent to him. He published it, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
How in the hell did he get in trouble?
Yeah, and he's not an American citizen. So I don't understand why they think that they can extradite and bring him back home to prosecute.
Because of a treaty, apparently.
Well, but they're trying to get him for, what is it, espionage or something? I mean, for having those documents. And it's like, but it can't be espionage because he's not a citizen.
Yeah, having a secret documents and printing them or releasing them. He embarrassed the United States. He remember the one that got him in trouble is when the pilot zeroed in on a truck or a van looking vehicle, and you seen a kid, and you could see who, you know, these people, and they shot it down and left. Well, he released that to the folks, and that pissed the United States off because that embarrassed the hell out of them.
Yeah.
That embarrassed the United States big time, laughing, and there was a kid involved, and they don't know who in the hell they shot, you know, blew up. But, man, it was terrible to watch.
Sure. It's just as far as the government is concerned, I still didn't understand how they could prosecute him for espionage, again, because he's not a citizen. If he was, yeah, no problem, but he's not. So, you know, like Snowden, if they brought Snowden back, they would be able to because he's an American citizen.
Right.
And he took those documents. But when you're not a citizen, how could you commit espionage against a country you don't belong to? You don't have citizenry to it.
Right, right. Right. I'm gonna play. Hold on, I got Cinnamon
you
in
got
here.
Feedback, man.
I got to get her back out. There we go. We can't be in the same room. Okay, I'm gonna play a little bit of this. This is if it pops up here. 60 Minutes, and it's The Man Who Knew. and I think they, I don't know if they interview him or not.
It's been 2.5 months since Bernard L. Madoff was picked up and charged with what's believed to be the largest financial fraud in history. Yet we still don't know much more about the alleged $50 billion scam than what Madoff initially told the FBI agents who arrested him. There are still no indictments as federal prosecutors continue to unravel the case and to try and figure out exactly what happened and who all was involved.
I don't know if this is what I want or not. It says the man who knew. Did he blow the whistle on Madoff?
No. The one you want is him and the lady standing together. You on Madoff.
Are you in a toilet or something there, Bianchi? I can't hear you at all. Your damn eating's what you're doing.
Yeah, he's in the kitchen.
No, he's in the bathroom. Come on. No, that's not it. I didn't think it was. I didn't think it was. Okay. All right. I'll stop playing. I won't play it. Boy, I don't know what's going on with the phone system. Boy, it got quiet. Whoa. That's Joe.
That's me. Wait.
Oh. Whoa. Sorry. Good Lord. With headphones.
That my phone automatically got disconnected, then it got reconnected, then that shrill sound happened, and then I pressed down on the button that allows the speaker, and then got rid of it. Sorry.
But you could warn me there, buddy. I got
hell. I wish I knew about it.
Okay.
Oh, happy negative after you.
Bianchi's back.
Yeah.
damn. Hot damn. Oh, gosh. It's almost Christmas, boys and girls.
Yeah.
All but in California, you got to wait a few more
hours.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, that's right. 3 hours from Eastern.
Yeah. It's just quarter to nine? Yep. Got a while to go.
Yeah,
you do. We would get drunk on New Year's, and you guys will be sober.
We'll be playing catch-up.
Gas prices will be $10.
Gas prices will be
$10.
Damn.
What's the next show going to be about, Suzanne?
Say that again?
What's your next show going to be about?
That's a very good question.
All right. Yeah. To be designated. Okay.
She'll get something.
All right.
Yeah. Did you get the right document? You get the right document, Donnie?
I didn't understand. You were in the bathroom. I didn't hear a word. You were very low. I try to tell you
the
that.
The man who knew... 1 hour, 25 minutes, and 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I got that. But I can't play that. I thought this was a 60-minute, 6-minute deal, but it wasn't.
Oh, no, this is an hour.
No.
I
thought they were just interviewing the guy.
It's a good document, man. I tell you.
I'm going to watch it right after the show.
What's it about, Bianchi?
Pardon me?
What's it about? The man who knew?
Yeah, the FBI agent that was on top of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and the people that were responsible for the bombing of the Cole, USS Cole, and the U.S. Embassy. And he was on top of all that. The FBI, with their zealousness, they tried to destroy it. He was in a meeting, had a briefcase. And he had a phone call, and he left the briefcase sitting there. He walked out in the lobby to talk on the phone. Came back, somebody in amongst all the FBI agents took the briefcase.
Oh.
So just by that, they wanted to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the New York office.
Interesting. Wow, I have to look that up. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll watch that. That's my kind of documentary.
You know the funny thing about it? He was talking about that they are here to kill us. That the sales was in the U.S. Of course, we know some went to the flight school and everything, but when they kicked him out of the FBI, he got a job as head of security at the towers. And lo and behold, he gets killed when they bomb the tower.
That's something. That is pretty strange.
It happened to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Over 3,000.
They want to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know if they're still getting, the families are still getting money or not, but they had one of the ladies on Howard Stern with her boyfriend that was stoned out of her, you know, she got 800 and something thousand dollars altogether. And her boyfriend bought a Harley and she got tattoos. And I just wanted to go through the radio and smack her and just beat her ass. But she spent it any way she wanted. She had two kids. She still has two kids, by the way, as far as I know.
But I want to hear from the survivors. There were never any interviews from the survivors.
Yeah, the survivors.
That's a good point,
And a lot of firemen died. Cancer.
You almost wonder why.
Yeah. Damn.
Well, if people don't think that there's factions out there in the world that want to destroy the U.S., they're crazy as hell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling each and every one of you, I think they're already here in the country.
Yep.
One of the things that would deter them is the fact that America is a well arm. So if you got in the car to run an escape, go to the countryside, everybody out there got guns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what Japan said, remember? They said he really did say that. And
gun behind every blade of grass.
Yep. And that's why they didn't invade. Because they just wouldn't be fighting the United States military. They'd be fighting everybody.
He said, because behind every blade of grass is a citizen with a gun.
Yeah. That's right.
That's true.
Apparently Daniel doesn't listen to you, Bianchi, because you said
you know something else, too. That war with Japan wasn't a cakewalk now.
Oh, hell no. No, it wasn't.
They drew the battle. Go ahead, Bianchi.
At the Battle of Midway, when they were sending units of fighters flying airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, that one unit, the Japanese killed all of them because they was new. They didn't have no experience. Then he had one case where the Japanese had scouts out and a roar of clouds came rolling through. He couldn't see the water from where he was. That had to be the good Lord blowing those clouds through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tell you. Midway. And then what Doolittle did, it's just amazing. And that's when China was on our side.
Yeah, because Doolittle had to land in China. He didn't have enough fuel to come back.
Yeah.
I don't think he could have landed them B-27s on the deck of a carrier anyway.
Yeah. No, they were surprised that they got them on the deck. And they only had so many they could get on the deck. And they took off and they had a short, range to get the planes up in the air. And they trained and trained and trained till they could do it. And there's some that didn't make it at all. They ran out of fuel. And they were taking all the fuel they could take inside the plane in cans, and they got to Japan, and then a lot of them land in the water, and
some of them had to land in China.
Oh yeah, if they could get to China, that's where they wanted to go to land.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them didn't make it.
You know, they estimated before they dropped the bombs, they estimated 7 million casualties, deaths, if we had to attack Japan, you know, not by bomb, you know.
Yeah.
The conventional war.
They said that they estimated this ungodly amount of people would have been dead if they didn't drop the bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, another million Americans.
Yeah.
Right, yep.
So, the only thing I was wondering, why did they drop two? I think one would have done enough.
Well, they didn't surrender.
They still didn't
want
to.
Drop the second one.
Wow. Yeah.
And I tell you something else. People is bitching because the U.S. rounded up Japanese citizens. Well, that was the right thing to do. You don't know who the heck these folks' allegiance was really to.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah. The guy that was on Star Trek, he was in one of those camps in California.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Sulu?
Yeah.
Sulu. I guess it's Sulu. What's his real name?
Yeah. George Takei.
Yes. Yeah. Him and his husband.
Right.
No, his husband wasn't there, but he was in a camp.
Him I bet Mr. Miyagi was there with him.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Mr. Miyagi might have been in the war on the Japanese side. I don't know. I need to look up about him.
The Japanese was honoring it. They pull American flyers out the water, bring them on board, beat them, and tie weights to them and dump them over the side.
Who's breathing into their phone?
It's got to be Joe.
Joe.
Clean his ears.
Joe.
Nope, he's sleeping.
Joe.
Come on, Joe. My goodness. It's Christmas Eve, man.
He's already out. Can you believe that? There, he must have moved. Are you awake, Joe?
Yep, I'm here.
It's Christmas Eve, Joe.
God, you were sleeping.
Sorry.
Mess around Miss Santa.
I go to sleep and wake up. I do that. Sorry.
We want you to be watching the Weather Channel and tell us, keep us, you know, on track where Santa Claus is.
Yeah. He's over the North Pole.
Oh, well, over the North Pole. He just left the North Pole hours ago.
He came back.
He must have to be a battery.
Left his wallet.
He ran out of, he couldn't charge his sleigh.
The Me Too people got a hold of him and said, you can't be bringing any Barbies. Get rid of them. Not for Joni. Now, maybe for Jerry, you can give him a Barbie, but not for Joni.
There you go.
Turn all our little boys into little gay guys. Little sissies. No, you don't even have to be gay. It's just sissies. How about that?
Right.
What did I hear the other day of 12? Cinnamon, you remember that 12-year-old kid or 11-year-old kid? And the father had to go to court to stop the school from, the kid wanted to be changed to a girl.
Oh, my God.
And he wanted to be called something, and I can't remember. The school went along with it, and the parents said, hell no, you're not doing that. You can do that when you get old enough. You can do whatever you want, but while you're still a minor, you're living
That's right.
here. you'll do as we say.
Yeah.
Now there's a big court deal about it. And man,
well, that's the last people you wanted to get involved.
You don't want the court system to get involved at all.
Shit,
I wouldn't trust them for nothing. Hell no.
Too much power, man. Way too much power.
Yeah. They're
involved in legal kidnapping. You know, they can take your kid away from you for the flimsiest of reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Somebody can lie about you.
Yeah.
This was in California. This is, 3 years ago, and I played it. A lady has a fenced-in backyard, and her kid was playing in the backyard, and one of the neighbors, nosy bitches, called whatever they call CP, I don't know what to call it out there.
CBP. Yeah.
Okay, and called them, and they took the kid. Because he was playing alone in the backyard, in a fenced-in backyard, in his own backyard.
Yeah.
They took him for 2 days before the parents could get him back. Now, that's bull crap.
That's bull.
We are honestly growing a bunch of sissies. Well, guys, you can't play dodgeball. You can't do anything that might hurt somebody. Accidentally, you can't do it. You don't have any playground toys,
right.
Monkey bars, anything like that that you could fall off of.
Right.
We can't do that. Roller skate? Are you kidding me? You'll fall down and hurt yourself. Unless you wear white thick white skates, if you're a little boy.
Well, I ask you a question, Don?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think that maybe that didn't come about because of people that got kind of sue happy, and every time their child got a bump, they blamed it on the school?
Because they got a bump on the parking lot,
or they sued the city because the kid was out in the state park skating in the parking lot?
That's exactly right. You're right. They were scooped. Yeah, that happened in Flint. It happened in Flint. They were playing dodgeball outside, and the kid lost a tooth, and the parents got pissed and took the, wanted to sue the school. It didn't go anywhere, but boy, that sure did give a lot of people ideas, and it seemed like every state they had some kind of suit going on because one of their kids got hurt playing a game, and that was
people are still sue happy. But I think a lot of this lockdown on kids has got a lot to do with that.
I think you're right. I didn't think of that. Go ahead, Bianchi.
This has been going on for a while with these kids. You got an incident there in the states. I'm going to send you an article that talks about when the state overrides parental decisions, 12-year-old coached into LGBTQ club in secret. Now, that's a bunch of bull crap right there.
Is that what I was talking? I don't know if that's what I was saying or not. That might be the same one. I don't know. But the parents didn't know anything about it for a long time.
Yeah, and man is there at the school board meeting. Damn, they're getting in a fisticuff.
Yeah.
These people is crazy, man. I don't know where they come from.
I don't know. And you're looking at these... Some of these old people look like as old as I am, and they didn't grow up like this. Why in the hell are they trying to do this to the kids now? Is it because they want to stay on the school board? Is that the reason? Is it the little bit of power that gives them?
Well, a lot of it is like that. I mean, if you're on the school board, you do have a position of power. You don't want to release it. So the government comes down with their mandates, their loans, their conditions for taking the loans, the strings attached, and they do what the federal government wants them to do.
Yeah, you're right. Feds bribe the states, and that's why we all have speed limits about the same, because you won't get federal highway funds if you didn't do what they tell you to do. And I know in Tennessee they made it 75 because of all the hills. A truck has to go up and down, up and down.
Well, how about that decision? The kid got a 110-year sentence.
Wow. You're going to have to tell me about it, Joe.
That
I
is
remember.
So bull crap. It was a trucker. There was an accident on the highway.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the trucker couldn't stop and ended up causing impacting the accident that was already there and then causing a fireball.
Right. Yeah. Killed four, I think, or five. 110 years. And they said the judge's hands were tied when it came to sentencing. He didn't have any alternative to change it.
That's
so
true, but he got charged with 42 counts of some sort of negligent, I guess it's negligent homicide, 42 counts. So.
And, yeah, because he made a wrong decision. Instead of rear-ending another truck, he swerved and he didn't take a turnoff.
Right.
Or something, and he made a wrong decision. They're going to call him on it because his brakes failed.
The prosecutor in that case, you know, the failed brake pad that was in the trial,
mm-hmm.
She fucking turned it into a trophy.
She turned it into a trophy.
Yep. She got a plaque put on it on his conviction, and it sits on her behind her desk on a shelf.
The hell
That's
for?
That's kind of twisted. Yeah.
Wow.
Because she's a cold-ass bitch.
That'd be one thing I would like to forget, you know, even if I was
the
prosecutor. Wow, that's really strange. But they're trying their best. The people are saying, hey, this is too much. 110 years is too much. Well, we got somebody in prison in Washington, D.C. that went into the Capitol. So for 4 years, 4.5 years. So well, where's the justice to that one? And he didn't do anything. What is that noise?
That was me. I'm sorry.
Cinnamon, please. Sit down, relax. Chill out. Okay, I didn't mean to stop the conversation, but I'm sorry
I
spoke
to you. Got 4 years for going into the people's house, for his house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks.
12? What do you mean 12 years? No. 5 years, wasn't it? And then he time serves, so it would be about 4.5 more years or something, or not even four.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. He didn't hurt nobody. He didn't do it. He walked in. He didn't do a damn thing. He didn't take anything. He just sat in the chair up, up in the castle. I call it the castle in the Capitol. That's all he did. He gets that much time. That's bullcrap. And the way they were treated and where they were kept because, you know, and then they got books. They got three books, but it was all about Democrats. Why you should be a Democrat. Why you should be a liberal. That's all they could get. That's all they could get.
Yeah, they were being brainwashed in their cells. There's a documentary called Capital Justice. It's funny you have to pay for, but it goes through all the people that were arrested and how they went about arresting them, and you know, as far as bringing the SWAT team and you know, busting through the front doors, arresting the daughter, the mother, you know, as far as
right.
The person. Yeah, I mean, it was just really horrific, don't you think that would go on in America, in the United States? What the hell is going on?
Oh, yeah, and the guy, he got up there and he really denounced the Republican Party and Trump, you know. I mean, that was his only chance. So he was, I don't know what he would have got if he would have not said anything, but he denounced, you know, that he was wrong. doing what he did, and Trump, you know, kind of forced it and got all carried away. He was saying all this stuff, and that's what they want. They want you to get up in front of that stupid liberal judge they got.
Yep. Yep. They had that funneled into their cells as far as them being wrong, to repeat it, that they were wrong. And I was just like, wow, that is something else. You hear about that going on in other countries as far as trying to re-educate people to think the way they want them to think. And here we've got it going on here, and nobody's talking about it in the media, not Fox News, not anybody else. We have to find out from the horse's mouth himself, which is good, but, nobody else wants to talk about it in mainstream media. They just sweep these people under the carpet, you know.
Right.
Like dirtbag.
Yeah. It's a sad
How
thing.
How long Mary- is it, Suzanne? Is it, the name is Capital Justice?
Capital, yes. Capital Justice.
How long is it?
It's an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
You can't watch it.
They had it on BitChute for a while, but it got removed, and we got to see it, and then we went back to put it again and share it, and it was taken down because copyright.
I would watch it, but. Donnie just reminded me I'd fall asleep about 3 or 4 times during the...
And you'll skip everything by falling asleep.
I know.
Or you'll call somebody and get on your own show and fall asleep.
that's one show I haven't done yet, fall asleep on my own show. I might do that one.
Yeah, Joe, this is part of your show, buddy, whether you like it or not.
They did such a good job. I don't think you would fall asleep. It's pretty engaging.
Well, if I was sitting up in my chair, I wouldn't fall asleep. But if I'm lying down, it doesn't matter what I'm listening to, I fall asleep.
I think it's something like $9.99. They arrested these two old ladies. The two old ladies. I mean, these poor little things. Yeah. It's just amazing. Just what the heck is going on? And they live in different states. You know, they don't know each other. But they talk about, you know, what they had seen that day, what they experienced that day, as far as the whole, you know, everybody was in a good mood, you know, they were singing, they were praying, you know, the whole thing. And they never in a million years would have thought that they would have gone through what they did afterwards. And the two old ladies were actually in the Capitol. But they didn't know any better because they were told, go on in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is right.
And they
Grandma.
Have all the videos where they have the cops open up the doors.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And one cop is saying, waving them in.
Yeah. Not just one, Donnie. I think on a
it's more than one.
Doors, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
There were a few.
Yeah,
Capital Justice. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, well... That's what, you know, now they got it all fenced in, nice and pretty. They need to tear that damn thing down.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I don't think Trump's going to run again, but I think he's going to try to pick somebody. I think he's going to pick DeSantis.
Somebody else. Okay, never mind.
Somebody said DeSantis was asked about it, and he said he's already got plans to run for governor in 2024.
Yeah, no, he's not going to say anything until Trump says something, because nobody knows what the hell Trump's going to do, because nobody wants to run against Trump.
Biden says he'd be glad to.
Well, who's that?
Well, unless they straighten out this 2020 mess, it don't make no difference. They're just going to cheat again.
Yeah, yeah, you're right, and everybody is planning on a big epidemic of people getting sick next year, right before the election, so they can pull the same crap they did in 2020, and that's what they're trying to change these laws, and that's what one lawmaker said. Whether they do or not, I don't know.
They're doing it in order to perpetuate the fraud. They didn't. If they don't change the laws, then we have fairly fair elections, or at least elections that are not that easy to corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want that. They want an easier, corruptible elections in 2022. I mean, they have a whole year. So
right.
Don't look forward to fair elections, folks, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then we're starting to see these onslaughts of turkey sponsors. That's the nation of turkey, not Christmas dinner.
Uh-huh.
Sponsored charter schools in the United States, especially Texas and Los Angeles. And one of the complaints, and they're teaching, there's concerns about their teaching these kids. And it comes to find out that these people are associated with the Gulas in Turkey, the Gulen culture. And hell, they spent over $900,000 to bring Turkey teachers and family members here to the United States so they can work in these schools. Taxpayers' money.
I want some clarification on this. I heard that in the sex education classes, there actually is a cartoon of a boy doing a boy to show respect.
I sent it to Donna.
Oh, man.
What was that?
They had cartoons of homosexuality given to kids in these schools. That was school out there in New Jersey, wasn't it? Well, they took it out the library, and the next thing you know, they took it back in, put it back in.
Put it right back in, yeah, I think it was New Jersey. Crazy.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't know.
But you know,
go ahead, Joe.
To me, it's disturbing. You know, people say people got the power, but what disturbs me is that when they had these drag queens over at the libraries, and they had the parents there bringing voluntarily their kids. There's a video of one kid in the chair in the center of the library, while one of the drag queens is deliberately dancing in front of the child. I think it's a girl. And then later on, they have the drag queens on the floor, and the parents are allowing their kids to literally crawl all over them.
Yeah.
Why? You're not going to let your parents, you're not going to let your kids crawl over heterosexual strangers. You're going to let them crawl over drag queens?
No. I don't know why.
Makes no sense.
See, and I can understand the government because they've been bribed or extorted, but the parents?
Yeah.
What the hell?
The parents. Yeah, the parents. How about this little kid? What was it? Cinnamon, I think, was 2 years ago on Today's Show or one of the morning shows. They took this little kid. He's a drag queen. He's a boy, and he dresses and he dances like he's on a.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, and they took him to one of the strip clubs, and he got up on the stage thing and went down the ramp and did, you know, goof around like the dancers, and they were putting dollar bills in his underwear.
Yeah.
Them people need to have their ass whipped.
And the mother was so proud of her son. And I said, that little boy don't know what the hell he's doing.
No,
these people are crazy.
Unless he's being prompted by his parents, he's supposed to like it. There's at least one drag queen or LGBT person who says, that is perverted. The parents should not allow that. He's drag queen, trans. He says, nah, that shouldn't be done at that age.
Well, if you guys want, I can send you a link to his website. His name's Desmond.
Okay,
you want a link to it?
Yeah, well, the chat room's dead, so.
We go to YouTube and just put in Desmond, you think?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just put that in.
And that way you can hear one of his 5-minute videos.
He does 5-minute videos. He's at Somian.
Desmond.
Yeah, and he likes, if you like his comments or subscribe to him, he'll be more than happy to have you.
Oh my God.
I guess you two don't have no problem with that, huh?
No.
They're encouraged. He's encouraged. He'll reply to you in your comments if you want. He'll send you emails and stuff.
Wow.
I don't know about private shows, though.
Hell, you got the governor of Oregon who's allowing students to graduate without proving they can read and write.
It's a great idea. Hey,
we have AutoZones out here for parts delivery for AutoZone. You don't have to have a CDL to work for them.
The kid's 12 years old now, huh? Wow. That mother ought to be real freaking proud. Oh, God. Here he is. Oh, God. Get on. Jeez. You don't want to get involved.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
I wonder how long that would last in Russia with Putin.
That's child abuse.
I think it is. I do. I think it is. I definitely think it is. I can't believe some of this crap.
Thrown off a roof in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that girl on that show on, what is it, MTV, where they show tapes and make fun of the tapes? I don't know the Cinnamon, you know the name, right?
Ridiculousness or something.
Yeah. Well, the girl laughs like a crazy woman that drives me nuts. She's a boy.
What?
That's what it says here. 10 transgender celebrities we all admire. And they got a picture of her and him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I doubt that one.
What's that, Cinnamon?
I said I doubt that one.
Well, you got to come and see it later on. I'll save it for you. As long as they say that Ann Margaret isn't a boy, I'm all safe. I feel good. Okay.
Ann Margaret.
Oh, yeah, she's my babe.
Oh, I'm kind of way back, babe.
Well, that's okay. That's okay, man.
That's Donnie's favorite. To me, the same class as Ann Margaret during that time was Joey Heatherton.
Yeah, Joey Heatherton, but Ann Margaret was a special.
Oh, yeah, she was a sex kitten, as they say.
Oh, God. I was a usher, and they were playing, what's that one with?
Oh, Elvis?
No, Jack Nicholson. It shows her butt.
Oh, carnal knowledge.
Mm. Carnal knowledge. It played there for about 2 months, man. Oh, my God. I never missed that part. I was so in love with that woman. Oh.
She was good in that.
Yeah, she was good. Oh, God. She's good at everything she did.
Yeah. Even when she drank some water and ate some food, she was great.
Yeah. She likes riding her Harley, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She did like Harleys. Yeah.
Yeah, she does ride her motorcycle, still does.
But she's a liberal, isn't she?
I don't care what she is.
Oh. Long is your love.
Long as she don't have a penis, I'm with her.
I don't even know about that, Donnie.
Well, I don't
know. Put her in ass chaps. I think you'd love her no matter what she has.
You ain't lying. I'll spank that all night long. What was that lady that played? She was a cop. Angie Dickinson. Oh, man.
Oh, Angie Dickinson, yeah.
Yeah,
police woman.
Baby.
Yeah,
police woman. Yeah.
She was sexy, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she was hot.
She was linked up with, I forget, Burt Reynolds, I think, or somebody like that.
No, she was Burt Bacharach. That was her husband.
Bacharach? Oh, yeah. Was it? Okay.
Yeah, but they linked her with a lot of people before that. But it didn't matter. I don't care if she was...